Hi, I'm Laszlo from Rockstar Games and Grand Theft Auto. You are listening to You Know What, Dude?
There you go.
With Bob Kelly on RiotCast.com.
Hey, YKWD fans. I've been telling you I had a really big announcement for the last 3 weeks. I've been teasing it. Here it is. No sound effects, no buttons to push. I'm just fucking letting you know that the RiotCast Network is adding the Davey Mac Sports Program to the RiotCast Network. I'm so excited to be fucking adding this show. It's one of my favorite shows out there. I love this podcast. If you like sports and you like to laugh, you have to check out the Davey Mac Sports Program. Eastside Dave, welcome to the family. You guys who don't know him, you don't know the show, go check it out. You guys who do, everybody go subscribe, leave a review. Let's get him in the top 20. Let's get him in the news and noteworthy. This show is fucking hilarious, and I'm proud to add it to the network. We are now 12 of the most funny, interesting, hilarious podcasts on the internet are right here at RiotCast.com. Join the fucking riot.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Soder, Monster Voice from the You Know What Dude podcast. Bobby is going to be live the 13th of July. Bobby's going to be in Musket Fest Cafe. That sounds made up. It's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Viva Las Vegas. Bobby's going to be at the Empire Comedy at the Paris Hotel. So go check that out. Rhode Island, you got some great strip clubs. Well, you know what else you got? On August 16th, Bobby's going to be at the Comedy Connection. Go check it out. One show only. Get your tickets. It's gonna be a bloodbath. I don't even know. That's not a proper way to actually promote a comedy show. And the 18th of August, Wilbur Theater, Beantown, the prodigal son, or one of the prodigal sons, returns. One show only. So get tickets now before it sells out and you guys end up getting in fights with your sweatpants and your Celtics hoodies.
Fuck you, this fucking sweatpants, kid. Fucking warm-up pants and sweatpants are the same fucking thing. And fuck you, go Beantown.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Have you texted this fucking guy? Or are you just guessing that he's coming? Have you texted him?
I'll text him now. But so he's have you? Played.
Just answer the question.
No, I haven't. Because
there you go.
Like,
there you go.
Man,
there you go. Dan. Dan.
I mean, just that's. Just
I mean, she's just guessing. Why don't you go sit in a window and fucking make some money around here, like one of the other psychics?
Nobody's coming.
Is he coming?
Yes, of course he's coming. Yeah. I saw him last night, and I said, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, get there early.
Don't do that, Laszlo. What? Don't no, play the fucking guitar. No, you can't touch notes.
I'm bored. I need things
you're,
to
you're
do.
On the, you're not bored. You didn't even started yet, you fucking cocksucker.
It's not even 3 yet.
Actually, I just started recording. I've been recording the whole time. As you know, I always kind of get people off guard. All right, we're here. Shut up. We're here with another episode. It's actually, you know, last week was the 100th episode.
Was it really?
Who gives a fuck?
Nah, no. 101.
At 101. That's what we'll call this one. 101. YKWD 101. And it's a special one. I'm actually excited about today. We have, of course, we have Dan Soder.
Hello, Bobby.
Birthday bitch.
Former birthday bitch.
Yeah, former birthday bitch.
No, I'm just hungover bitch.
We're going to get into that in a second. We got Fat Kelly.
Hi.
Fickety making cake.
She used to be really fat. Laszlo's right. Looking at her like, she's kind of hot. I'd fuck her. We have Laszlo from Rockstar Video Games, yeah. What a good friend of mine, and one of the fucking baddest video game companies out there. I mean, you guys are the best, right? You guys are the top.
We're trying hard.
Come on. Fuck you, dude. You guys broke every record in the world. You made movies. Be like, what the fuck last year with your video games, right? I mean, you're the top of the heap. I mean, you make fucking gazillions of dollars. yourself. You're a gazillionaire.
Yeah.
Right?
I drive a Honda Civic.
Do you? Yes. That just fucking bums me out.
He's very Warren Buffett.
I thought you had a Lambo.
No. I'm about, you know how drug dealers never flaunt?
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah. And also, I like to keep grounded.
You like to keep down with the people?
I still eat shitty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You just fucking, you go to the supermarket, you shop for your own food.
But I do, I pay a poor woman to sit in the corner and cry. Yeah. I look over at her and scoff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it works out nicely.
You look like you have like an awesome apartment that's like a minimalist, like you're into like Japanese shit.
I hate all that minimalist shit, dude.
You do?
Just like designy stuff.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm in a fucking IKEA.
Have that?
Just, I'm not into the feng shui. I don't get it.
What do you have? Just a regular... I know you live in... This is what blew me away about Laszlo. I would think he'd have like a loft in Soho and fucking throw little parties. And
yeah.
He's just a dude in Long Island. He has a house. He has kids. He has a wife.
No, I don't have kids.
He has a wife.
I think both of them aborted.
Yeah, but you're a member of the neighborhood...
Watch Association.
Yeah, dude. You do
Are
like,
you really?
Yeah.
No. Oh. But I am that guy. I am that guy now... Who I hear like a ruckus outside.
Yeah. Hey, knock it off.
I've been looking out the window going, they're going to steal something out there.
You're going to go get your fucking scrunchie if you put your hair in a ponytail?
I got this.
I might get into a fight.
Yeah.
Is fucking Sam Elliott from Roadhouse and just fucking puts his ponytail back?
I loved him in Roadhouse.
He was the best.
He was fucking great in that movie.
Do you know how bad I wanted a father figure to call me Mijo when I was growing
up? You wanted him as your dad?
I wanted him to be like, it's all right, man. Come on, Mijo. I would have fucking loved it. I would have done better in school. I guarantee I would have done better in school.
All right, let me introduce the fourth person, or the fifth person, because we had Kelly. I don't know where Kelly went, but we got Patrick from Cringe Humor, who's on Enemy Soil.
Oof.
This cocksucker.
I really don't feel safe.
This dummy, he's opening up. Here he is. Fucking Gay Lewis, everybody.
Lewis Gay Goma.
Go sit down over next to Laszlo. That's Laszlo. What are you doing?
You have a friend that rollerblades?
Yeah.
That's not really supposed to be gay, but we don't know.
I have rollerblades. They're in the closet.
Yeah, you know why you don't use them?
Because they're fruit boots.
Yeah. Fruit boots. Well, you already know a lot about Lewis, though.
Right. Every time I rollerblade, it's just I start really getting into the swishing.
Yeah.
And start thinking about interior design and shit.
Love
Did you
and
just
life.
Stop and a spin?
Yeah.
you have a headband on?
I do love that on Chips. Do you remember Chips? They always had like the scenes of people doing the sort of the roller boogie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they still have them in the Central Park. If
They're
you go on the weekends,
awesome.
There's these guys who still roller skate with the fucking big stopper in the front,
yeah.
And they have the little cones,
and they do the
and
dance.
They go back and forth, and they do dances, and then, yeah, there's like hot chicks with those fucking jean shorts that go up over their belly button. Remember those high jeans women used to wear all the time? Who remember hips back in the 80s? Hips were in? Like birthing hips were in with the wide fucking ass?
Pancake butt?
You can still go down Central Park and see that shit on weekends. Yeah, I almost did it one day. Me and Burr used to rollerblade, but we played hockey. We used to play rollerblade hockey in Central Park, which I can't believe I fucking did. No brakes on my rollerblades. Me and him down Fifth Ave flying, and then we go play rollerblade hockey on cement. And we both have tempers from Boston. So I remember one day we got into a fucking fight. He pushed me into like a cement wall on rollerblades. It was crazy. But welcome, Lewis, you fucking cocksucker.
What's up?
You really just show up late. You just the stereotype, you just enhance it.
What time is it right now?
Right now?
I'll tell you.
It's 2:58.
Okay, so I'm 2 minutes early, and I've been here for fucking 10 minutes while Kelly's been buzzing something for a fucking hour, I guess. I don't even know. I was on time. 3 o'clock.
What time did you tell him to be here?
3 o'clock.
Why?
Because we started at 3.
No, we're supposed to... Everybody gets here early. Why does the fucking Puerto Rican get to get here at 3 o'clock when everybody else has to be here early?
Because he's working on his figure.
To get here.
Oh, Kelly is... You know what? Kelly, what's wrong with you today?
I knew that this would come back to
me. What's wrong with you today?
Nothing.
Why are you fucking up today?
No.
Why? Why?
I've done nothing wrong.
You're fucking somebody.
You're angry.
You have dick in your life.
No.
He does.
You have dick in your life.
No,
Kelly.
I don't.
This
no.
is a regular dick in Kelly.
No.
You have dick. So tell me you're not getting dick.
I'm not.
You're lying.
I got it last week because I told you about it.
Did you get it again?
No.
You
haven't? Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. She's lying. She told me yesterday she did. Yeah, you did. Don't fucking lie. You specifically told me yesterday you got
fine.
Dick.
I'm fine. I'm not. Yeah, I did tell you about that.
Yeah, you did.
You got fucking dick.
Oh, boy.
You're getting dick, so you're actually slacking off on your responsibilities.
That, don't you ever say that.
I'll say it again.
No.
Don't ever point to me and tell me not to say nothing. I'll say it. You're getting dick, so you don't really need this podcast anymore.
That's you're breaking.
That's
my
why
heart.
You're on this podcast.
Did you watch True Blood last night?
No.
Okay, then she's not getting dick.
Why is your microphone so Steven Tyler?
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Well, you've got bandanas around it.
That's why
you
I did
like
it.
Throw it around and
yeah. And I sing in the middle of each podcast.
Last one, you should see the encore. He really does. Yeah. It's a big number.
Yeah, that's why we did it. We made a joke one day about me being Steven Tyler, and then I left it. There you go.
Now what you really need to do is get one of those cigarette clips. You've ever seen that?
Yeah, those
they
are
the cigarette
fucking
clips
awesome.
On the microphone. So it's just
what's
like,
a fucking
so
cigarette
smoking,
clip?
They clip up their cigarette.
Yeah, they clip
and
your cigarette
fucking,
to the
never
mic
seen
stand.
That.
You know what's cooler than that? When like a guitarist put the cigarette.
Eddie Van Halen, yeah. Fucking yeah.
In the top of the
5150, Sammy Hagar, Rochester, New York. I saw front row, and he had the cigarette on the end, yeah. And he looked down, he went. Bleh, bleh, bleh. He looked at me. He did this.
What did he do?
You know, blah, 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 blah. And I fucking was like, ah. And then I panicked because I got too shit faced. That was when I used to drink, and the crowd. It was standing room. You know, what is that fucking general admission?
Yeah.
So
you were in the pit.
I was in front row, and then all of a sudden, as people got more drunk and more drunk, they started pushing. And then at one point, I got pushed up, and I couldn't breathe, and I looked up at Eddie, and I went, help. And he just went down. He went over to that side of the stage.
He's like, this guy's bumming me out.
Like he was going to reach up. Get this kid.
Eddie, help.
I just went over to the – I kind of worked my way out over the bleachers, and then I remember just throwing up for the rest of the concert.
Wait, was it Skinny Bob or Fat Bob?
This was Skinny Bob. This was fucking – I was 15.
Yeah, you got to paint a picture for me, man.
Here's the deal. I just went back to Rochester, New York this weekend and played The Comedy Club. That's the name of it. Actually, a really cool club. The guy who owns it, Mark, fucking great guy. You know, he picks you up at the airport, tattoos. He looks like he's fucking, you know.
You flew to Rochester?
Yeah.
The planes are always smashing into the earth up there.
What?
Wasn't that the plane that
what?
That stalled?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
It was the big...
There was a plane crash.
There was a plane crash
when?
Up there.
You knew about this?
Bobby, you've been dead for 10 years.
Get a newspaper. Check the date.
That's why Kelly's still on the show. I'm kidding. Really? There was a plane crash up there? No shit.
That's the one that was revealed that the...
The engine stalled out, right?
Well, yeah, but the two people flying it were making like $14,000 a year.
That's what it was.
Exposed that pilots get paid.
Pilots don't get shit.
They don't get paid shit.
Well, I flew JetBlue, so
they're highly paid.
JetBlue isn't going to crash.
If anyone's going to crash, JetBlue is going to crash.
JetBlue
why would a discount airline smash into the ground?
First of all,
Spirit and JetBlue, top two.
Oh, JetBlue was good when I flew.
First of all, JetBlue, the newest fleet in the fucking in the airline market.
What do you got stock in them?
I don't know. What are they called? No, I just know because I know that because I don't want to. Unlike middlers, I fly all the time.
Guess what? Wow. I keep it real as a feature. Yeah. I'm on the bus with other people learning about this great country we live in. Airlines.
Are you pitching that show to Travel Channel?
It is. Hi, I'm Dan Soder. Welcome back to Bussin' Across America.
Yeah, I middle everywhere, so I have to drive because I don't make enough money. And you know what I do? I stop off and see this country.
Let's check out this diner up here in fucking Oldebolt, Iowa.
Oldebolt? Where the fuck? I would have never pulled that out.
I don't know.
Lewis, when you open for people...
Well, guest spots.
What do you do?
I usually walk there.
Really?
I rollerblade.
Yeah. I wonder if comics back in the day, remember when hitchhiking was in, like back in the 70s?
Yeah.
People would just hitchhike. You know who hitchhiked one time? Danny LaBelle. He's a comic, big fat comic. Yeah. You know Danny, right? Oh, yeah. I took him on a gig up in upstate New York. I called him in the afternoon. I was going to go get lunch. He was with him and his chick, and he was out. And he called me back. He goes, yeah, we're downtown at a restaurant. And I was like, how the fuck did you get there? We hitchhiked.
What?
Yeah, dude, they just fucking thumbed it up in upstate New York.
Danny is, like, retarded enough to get away with it. Like, no one would hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's too big to fuck.
Perfect.
I used to hitchhike all the time as a kid. When I was like 15, I would hitchhike all the time.
Who would pick up a 15-year-old Lewis J.
Where Gilbert? Did you hitchhike?
From like the fucking mall to my house, I don't know.
Where? What mall?
Rockland County. Penn State Center Mall.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, I guess it was a Nanuet mall at the time. I would hit you, yeah.
What'd you do? Well, yeah, you cute little Puerto Rican. You put that, would you put a little skirt on?
Yeah. You offer him a hand job, you'll be good. You'll be good.
Golden smile.
First girl I murdered was a hitchhiker.
How funny that he wasn't kidding.
He just, yeah, just steely eyed. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
That's where he got all the shit for Rockstar, yeah. All his games.
It's like, where do they come up with these things? He's like, I'm just a fucking brutal murderer. I kill people.
He's in a room. They're like, what should we do for the next game? What if we kill hookers?
We should just kill them.
What if we just beat hookers up?
That's where they came up with Grand Theft Auto. That's it.
Grand Theft Auto, man. That fucking game is.
That changed shit.
That changed everything.
That changed video games.
Yeah, I mean, when you guys were, when that was going down, right? I mean, didn't you know, like, holy shit, this is going to fucking flip the whole industry upside down?
I mean, I didn't. I working on GTA 3 back in 2001, I, you know, when we finished, it was like, cool, I've worked on a video game.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people went insane for it within the first week.
Tell me you're the guy who came up with the idea to drive on the grass where you could fucking fuck a hooker and then kill her and take your money back. Tell me
that
you.
Was awesome.
That wasn't me. There's other aspects of the game.
That's all
Lewis
cares
about. Is the
and you don't have to harass the women in the game.
So realistic.
That's great.
Well, the first two Grand Theft Autos were just like driving games, right?
Where you they were sort of top, top down.
I remember that. And then I remember my buddy, I was in college, my buddy's like, yeah, you got to try the new Grand Theft Auto. I'm like, I'm not into driving games. He's like, oh. This isn't a driving game.
Yeah.
And then I played it and I was like, this is the fucking coolest
I remember
game
me
ever.
And Patrice, I think, were fucking around with that game. Because we used to play before that. Me, Patrice, Billy, Keith used to go up to me and Billy's place on 97th and Lex after all our spots and play Tekken.
Yeah.
Remember Tekken?
Tekken Tag.
We used to have Tekken competitions.
King and Eddie Gordo.
And it was fucking brutal. Because, I mean, not only were you playing the game, but you got Keith going, you mother, I'm going to fuck your mother. Yeah. And just smashing
oh,
each
Bobby,
other.
You suck.
It was so
stupid.
Bad. You're sitting there playing, and Patrice is like, oh, this bitch, get to the fence. It's like, ugh. And then you lose. It's just fucking terrible. But this shit came out. And it was like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why would you? It almost fade me. Like, sometimes when I go on O&A, not now really, but back in XM days, I would leave going, I feel bad. Like, I don't know if I feel right, like what happened, what I was just involved in. And when I killed a hooker the first time in that game, I was like, I don't know if I feel okay with just. Because you're clubbing them.
It tapped into me at like how much if I'm glad that I give a fuck. Because when I played that game for the first time, I was like, I just want to smash shit and shoot people. And I'm like, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fucking crazy game. And then the actual aspect of there was, you had to do something. But then there was, you don't have to do shit. You can just drive around and fucking pick up whores, jump in another car, take somebody's, you can carjack people. That was like, it was almost like people gave you guys shit for that. But it's almost like, you know what? You can actually fucking do it without doing it. Oh, you know, realizing
it
I don't really, I really don't want to fucking kill a whore.
Just get it out. Just get it out of your system.
That's what made me realize how much I really wanted to kill a whore. That was the game.
You had to kill a whore because you never have money to pay for it. Oh. That's why you kill them.
That's so true. Fuck.
Patrick, anything? Okay. Listen. What about you? Okay.
Well, I'm in this place where I don't know if I'm a guest.
What is going on with
him? Turn his mic down. Listen, no.
What's up with his microphone? Why does he have a fucking?
He wasn't supposed to be on
I
the
brought
show.
It with
listen,
me.
Got the Joe List fucking.
Can I just say,
Liberace?
He wasn't supposed to be on the show. Patrick, I asked Patrick to be on the show. Patrick's founder.
They don't trust me to come on the show alone, so that's why.
The founder of CringeHumor.com.
He's dangerous on the airwaves.
People who don't know Patrick, he started CringeHumor.com, and then he got involved with.
David and Chris and Paul.
Yep, Dave, Chris, and Paul. Who? What's the company name?
Which also,
CH Entertainment.
CH Entertainment.
Okay,
it sounds like
CH
a 70s supergroup.
But we
Dave,
actually
Chris
started on my second meeting with Pat was when I met you at a Cosmic Diner on 52nd and 8th, 2000.
Yeah, so, I mean, Patrick's been a friend of mine. He went to my show at the Stress Factory ages ago.
And Mikey D opened for you then.
Mikey D Stefano was fucking, I remember he was middling and all it was, dude, how do I get where you're getting? I just want to be where you are. How can I do? I'm better than every fucking cocksucker here. Why the fucking? And I'm like, Mike, I don't know, dude. I'm here. I just got here.
Yeah.
Let me enjoy me being here, you fucking cunt.
I first saw you actually, first time I ever saw you opened for Jim Norton at Westbury Music Fair. This is when O&A were first kicked off at terrestrial radio.
In the round. That was fucking great. Yeah, that was epic for me. I remember being so nervous at that one.
And Keith was hosting.
Yeah, Keith Robinson. Norton used to bring me and Keith to open for him.
That's awesome.
Did it spin?
It didn't. Not with Norton. It does spin. If they do that, but
yeah,
it, Norton.
I saw Carl in there.
Yeah, Norton didn't do the spinning.
He sold half the round when there was no promotion because ONA just kicked off the air a few months before that.
Yeah, it was back
when.
Wait,
you only sold. Wait,
half so of
just,
it.
That's not a round. That's
a semicircle.
Yeah, that's like half a donut.
Well, I didn't want. He's my friend. I didn't want to say he sold a half a donut.
So, but you should have said when I asked if it spun.
Yeah.
Why is it going to spin? So his back is to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say that. I wanted to say no. I just wanted to move on because I didn't want people to know that it was half sold. But you really
what
want.
What year was this?
I don't know. What are you, monk? Why do you have to discover it? Why you? Why do you have to figure out
what
that?
What did you
no,
wear?
No.
I have to know.
Was it Fat Bobby or Skinny Bobby?
Skinny Bobby.
With hair.
With hair. Hair. With hair and a goatee that I didn't have to dye. You guys
hint,
don't know,
hint.
You don't know about that stage.
Wait.
When I had to dye the goatee.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
dye your goatee?
Just for men?
Yeah, me and we don't call dorks. It that. We call it medicine. Me and Keith used to call it the medicine. Keith still uses the medicine.
What?
Yeah, you know who never used the medicine? Patrice. Patrice refused to use the medicine.
Hair dye?
Yeah.
On the
yeah,
goatee?
There's a lot of motherfuckers you don't know. There's a lot of I can't rat them out because I'm still a member of the club.
Whatever. Rat them out. Who gives a shit? It's just fucking hair dye.
What club?
The
Pathetic and Vain club? Like, what club?
We look like we're 60 club. That's why I shaved all my shit off. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not putting... Because I would ruin hotel bathrooms because I didn't put the dye on right, so it would splatter everywhere.
You get stains
and
all
you
over
can't,
your chin?
You can't see it until... It's
black light DNA.
No. Oh. What happens with the dye?
We're talking about dye. I'm sorry.
You mix this with this, and it becomes black. But it takes like 5 or 6 minutes to turn the full dark. So if you put it on, it's clear, and then all of a sudden it just gets jet black. And you're supposed to take it off when it's the color that you like. But if you leave it for like 10 minutes, it's just black. And then you can look on the wall, and there's little dots. But then all of a sudden they turn black. And you can't get that shit out. I mean, there's so many hotel rooms with little black dots on it from me just fucking up my beard.
Killer.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not doing the same. One time I didn't have any black hair dye on my beard, and I had to do a TV thing, and I used mascara.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. I'm tapping out. I'm done.
Did it look good? Did it ever look good?
Did it ever what?
Did it look good, the just for men and a beard?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you dye it, you don't know, you can't tell shit. But all of a sudden,
like
you'll see. Now you'll see. You know when you're trying to buy a car and you never see the car, but then you all of a sudden, you that's the one you want, so you see them everywhere? Now you'll see these guys with gray right on the edges of their beard. It's because their fucking grays are coming back in.
Yeah.
And they need to get the medicine.
Dude, I can't wait to your eyebrows go gray. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Would you bleach your teeth?
No, bleach my. I've never done anything to my teeth. I had great teeth. I would trade teeth for hair any day. Mm. Oh, I'd trade for Patrick's teeth. I'd get those fucking spinach openers.
When you first met me, I had a rotten front black tooth.
Yeah, I remember that.
You used to call me Black Tooth the Pirate.
What'd you do?
Fucking wretched. I just had it capped off a little.
What a way to keep someone feeling good about themselves.
That's when I knew you were actually starting to make it, when you got that fucked up tooth fixed up.
My benefits kicked in finally.
his teeth were like shredded wheat. Oh.
Called a rotten egg tooth.
Oh, it was just terrible, man.
I remember you made fun of me. I was eating chicken wings at the cellar one night, mm-hmm. and you were just fucking vomiting all over the place, watching my teeth just pulling me.
There's nothing worse,
good
dude.
Dinosaur ripping hot meat.
You ever see somebody with shitty teeth try to eat like chicken? They have to like kind of pull it off because like their teeth are soft.
Oh, and it gets all
they're soft baby teeth.
Yeah, they're just worried about them pulling out. Ugh. Someone's phone just went off.
Yeah, yours.
Oops. Sorry. Fuck you both. Fuck off.
Hey, it's your rule.
well, you were there when the game. When it went fucking ballistic, when they just went, fuck it, we're going overboard with this game.
Yeah.
And you were part of that? What do you tell people what you do at Rockstar?
Well, it's basically the same thing I've did since GTA 3. It was they came. I was working in radio back then, and they said we want to put radio in a game. And so I got together with the guys there, and we came up with like spoof commercials, spoof DJs, and
there's some great ones.
And put it in there. And then it's just evolved over the years to the point now where, you know, GTA 4 was on the next generation consoles, Xbox 360, PS3, and a lot more horsepower. So we said one of the things we loved was in the original, you know, GTA 3 and all those, is people would just drive around the city listening to the radio, you know, and they weren't really doing any missions. And we're like, what if we could make in-game TV so people are watching their character watch TV? So we created a bunch of cartoons and stuff in the game, like hours worth of original TV content that people watch their character
just
watching.
Stupid, dude. It's just fucking nuts.
What'd you do for 3 hours? I watched a small man on my TV watch a smaller TV.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts, man. That's like sick shit. That's like next level shit.
Well, I remember San Andreas, you had to like eat and go exercise.
Yeah, but you didn't have to. That was the thing. Yeah. People complain like, I hate to, you had to go exercise. Like, no, you didn't. Got fat in the game. I got, just like life.
I got my guy so fucking jacked up, and then I was like, why don't I go to the gym? I'm sitting there
pushing a button while he's on a treadmill.
My character's just fucking jacked, and I'm sitting there like a piece of shit.
That 30 minutes.
Divorced dad body.
Is that the one with the black guy?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the best one.
Well, and it was cool too, because then you got which one was it? We were all in. We all did voices in
GTA 4.
We all did these voices.
You were a trash man, I believe.
No, I was an Italian, some fucking schlub that got killed.
What was your
like
line?
A gangster that got killed in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Some fucking bald douchebag with a gun. It was just basically me.
Talk casting, really. Yeah. What was the line? Do you remember?
Was it Fat Bob or Skinny Bob?
This was. It was Fat Bob. It was Medium Bob. But it was what's that?
Skinny Bob coming back?
He's coming back.
Is he?
But he's coming back. I actually been going to the boxing gym the last three weeks. Now it's 4 weeks. I went this morning at 9 o'clock, and I wasn't supposed to go today. I called up and was like, I want to go. I'm addicted to it now.
Good.
So right next to you guys, right on Bleecker and Broadway.
Right.
There's a great boxing guy. His name's Steve. Keith got me into it. Keith and Amy Schumer.
The two toughest people I know.
Tell you what, Amy Schumer is no fucking joke.
She's in shape.
Stop fucking telling me that Amy Schumer is a good boxer.
Dude, let me tell you something. She outwins everybody there.
She's a chick.
But she snaps those fucking pads in the bag. Look, you see girls hitting the bag. You're like, okay. Amy snaps that fucking bag. Bap, 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 bap. And she does not stop. Everybody else is fucking dying, taking a break. She's jumping rope. So go fuck yourself.
That's because Keith is 90 and you weigh 300 pounds right now.
Are you learning how to fight, or is it just the workout?
No, I'm not fucking fighting.
Have you seen the Puerto Rican girl there yet?
Which one?
She's a fucking monster. She's like maybe 5'1", and they get in the ring.
How many times did you go?
I went 3 or 4 times.
Really? I've been around 9, so don't talk to me about what
I'm asking
see.
About a girl. Did
I'm
you?
Kidding, I'm kidding,
sorry,
I'm kidding.
Sorry, Customato. Now that you're a fucking pro fighter.
Well, I'm fucking sad that you don't show up anymore.
Because
you
can't
should.
Afford it.
It's $25.
That's a lot for an hour.
You're a fucking Guinness spokesman.
Ambassador.
Ambassador.
But you know what's...
Where do you park? Do you get to park wherever
I do.
You
have a card. Hello, I'm Dan Soder, Guinness Ambassador. I don't know.
He parks in front of any Irish pub in the city.
Yeah. Damn right. You're the perfect point. But I remember Grand Theft Auto 4. I was working at K-Rock then, and you guys had some K-Rock DJs on, like Nick Carter and Danny. And I told Nick Carter, I was like, you know what I did last night? I got stoned and I went around the city looking for you and just beat you to death with a bat. And he's like,
so fucking great.
Are you friends with him?
Yeah, I know Nick.
Yeah, I remember going in to do it. And you go into a sound studio, you know, it's fucking great. And you have to say all this shit over and over and just...
Well, that's because you did a terrible performance.
Oh,
Dan Soder would have nailed it first go.
Right.
I remember I banged a moon and the lady came out and I kind of got in trouble. Remember she kind of got mad?
What did you do?
You're in the studio and there's all glass, and then I pulled my pants down and banged the moon. But some lady produced, I don't know who she was. She was there, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I talked to her. I was like, dude, he's like, maybe. I don't know. It's not, probably not a good idea that you did that. And I was like,
exposing yourself.
You don't tend to go into a place of business in a professional recording studio.
Absolutely. Except when it's a place that makes video games where you kill hookers. I think that's the only place that you can bang a moon at a woman and she should just take the fucking hit. Hey, she probably just got out of a meeting going, all right, now what's the hookers that are going to be murdered? Who are we casting for this?
Everybody seizes on the hooker thing.
Yeah, dude, because you fucking...
It's the greatest thing ever.
It's the most epic fucking thing ever.
But what about all the great racism?
Hang on one second.
Let's go into the racism. That's where it really gets me. Hookers, schmookers, huh?
Why? Is it really racist?
No, I'm kidding.
No, it's not. All right, I was going to say, it's not that racist.
It's not racist at all.
Except what you
It's
do.
Pretty racist. You go into fucking like neighborhoods with all brown people and just fucking mow them down. I mean...
Well, that's what you do.
You're choosing to be Miami.
It's all choices.
Yeah. Well, it's weird how it exposes people's racism because I did know this sort of like conservative weird guy, and he goes, I like at Grand Theft Auto, and I'm like, well, he's talking about San Andreas. He's like, I like to go under the hood and just mow them all down. I was like, oh, well, thanks
fucking
a lot.
Him
then.
And Lewis will be fast friends. Yeah.
And you said them. Them?
What do you mean them?
What do you mean
you know,
them?
Them.
You know them.
I like to mow them down.
There's one with a camera here. Shush.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Oh, I forgot. I forgot she was here, actually.
We take photos every week to promote the show on Facebook and Twitter and all that shit.
I see.
So, yeah, it's very nice. They get
good
photos.
I don't do the Facebook.
You don't do Facebook?
Nah, I don't have time for it.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, fuck my friends. I don't give a fuck what you're eating or vacation or fucking... Yeah.
You know what that's called? That's called a guy with a real job and a real life.
Responsibilities. Yeah.
That's what America used to be.
That's yeah, what deadlines are.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah. Like, I go out back and fix the lawnmower.
Do you know how disgusting... it makes us such a good point, though, is that I'm sitting there... Me and my wife last night, I've been away all week... We went out last night. We walked. We did this crazy walk. Just fucking blasted it to somewhere. Came all the way back. We came back. We showered. And then we had great sex. And as soon as I'm done, I checked my Facebook. And it's like an addiction. I realized, what am I doing? I just fucked it. And I threw my phone. I just went... You know, let's talk. I have my wife next to me.
No, please go on Facebook.
She was actually on her fucking iPad reading 17 Shades of fucking Grey, that twat.
After sex, my chick has looked at me and she says, you want to go play Xbox, don't you? And I'm like, because the second I come, I think of pizza and video games.
I like it.
She can see
damn,
it in my face.
Straight.
I can't come without thinking of pizza and video games.
That should be the name of your podcast. The second I come, pizza and Xbox. You don't play games, do you, Pat?
I'm a sports gamer, mainly.
A sports gamer?
Yeah, like,
what do you mean?
NHL.
Put Joe's fucking fang teeth up to that microphone.
I play NHL, I play Madden, I play whatever sports games come out.
Really?
Hero back in
and you
day.
Work in a prison?
Yeah.
That'd be a great game.
That would be a hell of a
Wouldn't
game.
That be a
video? Really, you work in a prison?
Yeah, I'm a correctional cook.
Yeah,
pretty much a fat lunch lady that serves felonies.
Damn.
Have you ever put the ground glass in the... Have we already gone over this?
No.
Have you ever put the ground glass in somebody's...
It's a minimum security jail. It's nothing hardcore.
White collar shit?
Has anybody ever offered you money to put ground glass in
somebody's I've been offered
food?
Money for things, but I'm not throwing away my fucking pension so some scowl can, you know, make a
scowl? Yeah. Is that what you call them?
Scowl. Like
wait, what have you been offered money for? I want to know.
Like, you know, using a cell phone and cigarettes and shit like that.
And fucking letting them suck your cock. while you make pudding,
I give extra food.
Have you ever seen Mr. Echo bend somebody over? That's Oz and
I know it is Mr. Echo.
They're doing no more than eight months. They're doing no more than 8 months. So if they turn gay, then they're gay.
Well, I used to say that about when I was in juvie hall. People were like, dude, did you have to suck dick? I'm like, no, you're in there for like months. Yeah. If you suck dick in juvie hall, you're a fag. You know, it's like, dude, you're getting out next week. Why do you... You're going to blow me for a cigarette?
Even if you're in prison, I think, and you do it, you're gay, right?
We catch...
If you're it's a power thing.
No, if you're a lifer...
I'm drinking off all the time.
Dude, if you're a lifer, and you're not getting out, you're going to get head from a dude.
Lewis, how long would it take you to fuck a dude?
Yeah, Lewis, tell him.
3 hours.
3 hours. The door shuts and he goes, who's fucking me?
Lewis got a jail or outside?
He got a parking ticket. He tried to blow the guy.
You catch people masturbating? That's a...
Yeah, we catch all the time.
While they're in line for the food? Or?
No, like the kitchen workers. So we have a bathroom right by where we serve the food. And all the time, like, they have the count. And it seals open the door, kick it open. And some guy will be jerking off. off of holding a photo.
Yeah, I used to when I used to work the mentally retarded people. They just, same thing,
dude. If I used to jerk off at KFC when I used to work there. I used to go to the bathroom in the middle of my shifts to get one out. Are you crazy?
At
prison?
KFC? Why?
Yeah, dude.
I'm so
you
glad.
Jerked off in a KFC.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why I want you to make it, because I don't want you working anywhere else. I don't want to see you. I don't want you harming people.
Dude, I remember my boss. I went for a nice jerk session in the middle of like prime time, fucking hour, like 6 p.m.
Jerking it out.
The drive-through rush.
Dude, I fucking went for a quick jerk in the thing, dude. I opened the door. I was in there for like 20 minutes, dude. I opened the door and the manager of the KFC punched me in the face.
What?
You deserve that.
Yeah.
Because you took 20 minutes? Or
he thought I was taking a dump. First of all, he didn't know I was jerking. I get it if he just punched me because he thought I was jerking it. He thought I was taking a dump and he punched me for that. He was a lunatic. So he was managing a KFC at 45.
I remember I worked at a D'Angelo's, which is a sub shop chain in Beantown. And I remember I worked at this fucking dildo dude. Just that old dude. He had a colostomy bag.
Oh, boy.
You could see it, too, because he had to wear those. He had to wear pants that were extra big just so he could fucking put them on. And I remember one day, he was just a dick to me all the time. And then one day, he went to the bathroom, and his bag fucking blew up. And he was just so sad. He came out. He was like, help. And I was like, fuck you. Go fuck. Clean that up, you loser.
Oh, gross as
just
shit
everywhere. It was all over.
How quickly did you?
Oh, that's great. If he just popped it and just fucking
and
went everywhere.
And it was that shit, because you could see, it was almost like plasma, where you could see shit and then oil around where the shit was on his pants. Oh.
Oh, turning shit. Me on.
I used to get laid, man, at fucking my jobs. I used to fuck chicks a lot.
We get it.
Yeah, you're right.
Skinny Bob?
Yeah,
Skinny Bob.
Where?
I used to get so much pussy.
Yeah, and it was all high grade, I'm sure.
Yeah, dude, who are you fucking?
I never, I never claim high end pussy. I claim a hot body, goofy face.
Okay.
That was my thing. I would always bang a chick with a fang tooth, you know, some fucking an eye smaller than the other eye, something.
Patrick Milligan teeth.
Yeah. if I saw a chick with a hot body and those teeth, she'd be mine.
Oh shit. That's where I got the name Cringe Humor.
I miss single Bobby Kelly. You were banging. You had a forum where you were just banging every chick on that fucking forum.
I ain't fucking.
Really?
Really?
How long ago was this?
Back in the
this is like 2002.
Why did you settle down?
I don't know, man.
I used to get you sloppy.
I don't. I mean, why did
all
you...
these stories I hear about all you guys on the road banging chicks in Schenectady or some
it's,
shit?
It's
Schenectady.
Bananas because whore or whatever.
I used to get sloppy seconds.
Banana whore. It's because it, you know what happens is it's you finally get to the point where it's like you can't hang out with these chicks. You can bear them for a few hours and fuck them, and then as soon as it's done, you're like, shut the fuck up. Like, I can't handle you talking. I don't even like you breathing. Like, I remember I'd be next to chicks and I'd hear them. I was like, oh, please just shut the fuck up. Stop breathing.
A true romantic.
Yeah, well, and then, but you meet your chick, finally, my girl who I've known for years, and then all of a sudden it's like, I can be around, you can be around her. I can be around my girl for days, weeks, and I never want to punch her in the face. We're compatible. That's it. We are fucking, I can fuck her, and we're compatible. And then I fell in love with her.
And I also think you become desensitized to different pussy after a while. In the beginning it's like, oh shit, different pussy is the best. It's like performing comedy. Eventually you're used to performing in different places, so you're not nervous anymore when you go to a brand new fucking place.
I still love, listen, I was away in Rochester this weekend and this club had my type of chick. I mean, there was so many, exactly. Fucking bitch with an overbite and an underbite.
Cleft palate.
An eye twitch.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of hot chicks up there that exact. But it's like, I still want to, I see these girls, I'm like, holy fuck. I still want to play the game. I want to do the old, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm got to go back to my hotel room, room 2, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, just keep pushing that button until they go, you know, get the fuck back here. But I know that after I'm done, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, you have so much energy still. Yeah. I'm tired. I just want to call my wife and go. I just be like, what'd you do? Nothing.
You're supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what it is? After a while, like, I've been with my chick for 8 years. Like, yeah. It's just nowadays I enjoy the attention that I could if I wanted to bang this chick. And I jerk off to that and then I'm done.
It's the game. Part of it's the game, dude. I love just fucking getting the girl to say she would fuck me. That's awesome.
I mean, Laz, you could get some puss with where you're at. I mean,
with your
ponytail. I mean, Rockstar, you guys fucking party. You have all kinds of stuff you guys do. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, I mean, there's a lot of functions, a lot of things. I mean, if I had a rock, like, I remember the guys at Maxim magazine used to have their business card. They'd just pass it out, and you didn't even know if the guy worked there. You know, they just printed this shit up. Everybody worked at Maxim at a point, and they just pass these and get pussy. Maybe I'm working Maxim. Oh, and chicks would light the fuck up. If you hand out a Rockstar video game, you'd fucking get some pussy with that.
Grand Theft Auto is the biggest video game of all time.
Who's that?
Right?
Yeah, oh, I forgot you were there.
Liberace.
Kelly, would that turn you on? Somebody gives you a fucking video game publishing company?
I don't have the video thing.
Anything turns her on, actually.
They don't have video games in Australia.
No. I used to play them back in Australia because my roommate had one. So I used to play San Andreas.
You played
Boomerang
Bob?
Loved it.
Oh, we got to do a Grand Theft Auto Australia. Just kill abos.
Yeah, why don't you do one in fucking Africa? Do one from back in the day. A dude on a bike just chasing a fucking dude on a giraffe.
Catch AIDS?
Yeah. You can catch AIDS and kill a, just slice a giraffe's neck, watch it fold over, fucking hit a curb.
Oh, man.
You can fucking kill pygmies.
Pygmies aren't from, they're from Amazon. The Amazon. They're not from Africa.
Same, no pygmies in Africa.
No, it's not. It's a fucking totally different country.
Getting an education coming
in.
The
Amazon isn't a country, and Africa is not a country either. Africa is a fucking continent. You dummy.
Brazil.
Did you play Max Payne 3?
I did, man. And I played Max, the original Max Payne and Max Payne 2. And there's only a couple. I'm a Call of Duty guy. Okay. I like multiplayer. I like shooting motherfuckers. I just have for the last 10 years.
Max Payne 3.
Yeah, there is. And it's fucking... The thing about this game that's so fucking crazy to me that kind of flips me out is that I wind up watching it, you know? Like, back in the day, the only... Lara Croft and all that shit, please get me through this fucking story. Please, I fucking hated it. And some guy, well, what do you do over here? Fuck off. This game, Max Payne 3, I'm sitting there watching it like television.
It's fucking awesome.
It's like a fucking Michael Mann movie.
The story mode's awesome. And what's even sadder is how much I'm identifying with Max Payne. I'm truly a drunk.
I should stop drinking.
I'm playing it like, playing that game hungover after a night of drinking, you're like, I fucking hate my life.
And this is another very subtle thing that they did that I'm so glad they did. They made him older. They don't do that in games a lot. They just keep him the same fucking cocksucker. They literally age this guy to the point where he would be if it was where it's at. And he's still got fucking muscles, but he's not the same guy as he was.
It's a fucking
Bobby
awesome
just goes into the bathroom and puts dye on his beard.
That's a level you can do on Max Payne.
Lewis is on fire. Lewis is on fire. But he's still gay. But he's still gay.
He's doing his little gay wiggle in his shorts.
Oh, God.
Look how fat my thighs are.
I can't see.
I think I saw his balls.
It is.
All right.
On the
wow. I can't believe how easily you
but it is.
And you've done this 100 times, this show?
This has been 100, but not like this. This show actually started around a year and a half ago. I did it by myself on my iPhone. And then I did it, I would interview people on the road, like comics, usually the middle or whatever, on my iPhone. And then I moved on. Me and Joe DeRosa started doing it, me and him every week, on my iPhone.
And
those are the best
days. And then it just started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it's fucking me, Dan, Kelly. Lewis stops in. This is his first time on. He's going to come on by himself next time. He just showed up today because he's a fucking ham bone. And then you. We usually have one guest on or two guests on, and then it's just the regular. So it went from a cell phone to this. So it's pretty good. There's around 35,000 people downloaded every week now. So it's getting pretty big. And then the network we're on, too, is a fucking pretty slamming network. Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve
on it. Yeah. And Luis Gomez has he has an MMA podcast.
So subtle.
He's a big MMA fan, and he has one of the funniest, coolest MMA podcasts out there. He's actually on the network too. Rich Voss and Bonnie. Who else? Bailey J,
Florentine.
The fucking Chimel. And we have Jim Florentine's on it. We got a bunch of other guys too.
The Jersey Jerks
are fucking great.
Dr. Steve.
Yeah, but we got a new one coming. And I think I can announce it. It's I'm fucking psyched.
Announce it.
The Davey Mac Sports Show.
Oh, wow.
Is coming to the Riotcast Network.
All right.
Huge.
No, wait, really?
Fucking huge. Yeah. Sports show. You don't know it? You don't know Eastside Dave?
I don't watch sports. I watch fighting.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
It's fucking one of my favorite podcasts. I listened to this podcast before we even thought about getting them. I'm a, you know Esai Dave. I'm a big fan of Esai Dave. So it's the new, it's, I'm fucking ecstatic. And if, I mean, this, his show is, he's fucking brilliant in a, just a nut way. And he's got his own organist on the show. It's fucking stupid.
In the studio?
He has a guy who plays the organ. So
they do like the fucking baseball.
It's crazy.
Why are you drinking tiny Coca-Colas?
Because I'm big.
Because he stores them in his asshole.
We get small. Oh, this is why I get cups, Kelly. This is why everybody gets a cup with an ice with a lid. Remember we talked about
this? This big production when I came in that I had to put my soda in the cup. And
you know, but here's the thing: is I
tiny Coke.
I farm this shit out to fucking other people here that are on the show, but somebody's getting dick. So. She's fucking not getting a responsibility
like,
lately.
Like 3 ounce Cokes.
I know. Yeah. Well, actually, how much?
Dan's not just somebody. He's Dan.
Thank you, Lewis.
Why
I'm
did
not
you
gonna
buy
fuck
the little
you.
One?
Speaking of Dan, it's your. It was your birthday the other day.
Yeah, yesterday.
It was your birthday. Happy birthday. He's 32.
No, 29.
Oh, sorry, 29.
Thank you. I look 34.
You do. You look 34.
I'm weathered. You're in a Max Payne style.
Your forearms are 38.
Yeah. My forearms were around to vote for
his
Reagan.
Body looks 50 and his head looks 10, so it's like an average.
Yeah. And you had a party last night, and I wasn't even invited.
I didn't have a party last night.
You had a party.
I know I did.
It was a party.
You were there.
It was like 20 fucking.
You went.
I went.
Who else?
Me, Kelly, my girlfriend.
She didn't invite me.
Nikki Glaser.
She didn't fucking invite me. You didn't invite me. Who else was there?
I don't like you.
Fuck. Okay. Well, there you go. I'll accept that. Who else was there?
Invite.
Did you really?
I didn't.
Who else was there?
Louis Katz.
Yep. No, I just met him, but so fuck
Keith
him.
Keith Robinson,
know.
Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice,
wow.
Dude. Mike DiStefano.
Wow. Dude. You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Are you
going to
say too soon?
What's that?
Are you going to say too soon?
Ah, dude. Listen, you know, you should have went Mike DiStefano, then Patrice.
Okay, sorry.
Why don't you throw a Greg Giraldo in there, too? You fuck. That's why I hope your karma, I hope you get hit by a bus today.
I wasn't really hanging, Bobby. I was there.
I'd love to wheel you into this podcast next time.
Lewis and his dumb fucking halo. He's like, you know what I think? Fucking Lewis.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I was just saying.
I even talked to you. You didn't fucking invite me.
It wasn't my birthday.
Whoa.
Wow. So I can't go to the fucking thing? You have to
I
be.
I wasn't even there. I was there for 10 minutes and then I went to two different clubs afterwards. I wasn't even there. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't
and
hanging
you didn't,
out.
And
it was his birthday.
You didn't fucking call me to say you were drinking.
You didn't even call me to say happy birthday.
Really? Ooh. You know why I didn't? Because I fucking was walking to get your birthday present last night. So fuck you, Dan.
Well, first off, it was only, I went to go see a free concert.
There's no first off.
But it wasn't a birthday party.
There's no first off. It was a this is what Joe.
Why are we fighting?
This is what Joe DeRosa does every fucking year.
No.
DeRosa was there. Yeah, I swear to God,
of course
he was
there. He called me during the day. He said, dude, we're doing this thing. I'll call you later. I'll tell you where we're doing it. Never called. Typical fucking DeRosa, because he wants to be, he was probably the king of the party last night,
no.
though, right?
No. He showed up and bought me a drink.
And he gained like 20 pounds. He's all dumpy. It's hilarious. There's a fucking dumpy fucking body on Joe DeRosa.
Joe looks like a woman that Janine Garofalo will fuck. You know what I mean? just this fucking lesbo from San Fran that loves alt comedy.
Wearing a tight sweater.
He should wear a bow tie all the time now with that fat little body.
Joe DeRosa looks like he was drawn by Mike Judge.
Wow.
Is this thing on?
I wish
it's
it wasn't.
Officially not on fire anymore.
I can't wait till they develop microphones. When you bomb, it blows up in your face.
Grenade.
I didn't fucking get to go. But I did walk from my house to where I had to go, which was a far way away, to get your present last night.
Thank you, Bobby.
From me and Kelly and everybody here at the fans. So you want to give him his present? Go ahead, give him his present. Here you go, Dan. We got you. Kelly got you the website
card
last week.
Website's awesome.
What a shitty gift.
You walked,
and then
you walked. You made it sound like you went to some
what's in it?
Place.
What's in it?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I did. That's called Apple.
Dude, there's a million Apple stores. No, you made it sound like you went to some There's not leather a crafter.
First of all,
place in the village. I walked a long ways.
I like that Laz is still going with the joke because he saw a card. He was like, first of all, you walked to Dwayne Reed. Then he had to switch it up on the fly when he saw the Apple Nice card. And he was like, there's like, only one dummy that's open 24 hours. And last night I had to walk to it from 47th Street and 9th to 58th and 5th. I walked.
That's a good hike.
That's a good fucking hike.
By the way, it's less than a mile. It's really not.
It's not less than a mile. It's a mile and a half. Right. Mile and a half.
It's a long walk if you're fat.
3 miles.
Thank you very much for the gift. How about that?
Wait, how much is the card for? Yeah.
$100.
Thank you. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What did your other friends give you last night?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
And you know who wasn't fucking there, invited last night to your party?
I'm sorry.
Fucking me. And Kelly, fuck you too.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Kelly. I'm sorry, yeah. Bobby.
No,
it wasn't a party.
You will be sorry when this friendship dies.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww,
when this friendship
online.
Dies.
Oh, cool.
This, mom and dad still fighting.
No, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
He was
what are you
hammered
gonna get?
Yesterday, dude.
What are you going to get?
I was hammered.
What are you going to get?
I don't know yet.
Really?
More alcohol? A new liver?
Oh, I know what you're not going to get. An iPad, a MacBook Pro, an iPhone. No, we said you're going to get your iPhone, so I figured that could go towards your iPhone.
I think I'm going to get an iPhone.
There you go.
You can buy a charger for your laptop.
You're going to wait for the new one?
Well, you get the...
I don't know.
You're going to wait till the 5?
I don't know.
You should wait.
Why wait?
September.
Well, because he has no money. He's not a fucking millionaire, gazillionaire like you from selling that video game. You know, he doesn't have all that money in a fucking closet like you in Long Island.
Yeah.
No compassion.
Wait a minute,
oh,
do you really?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to get it.
You're 3 months away.
Get it.
Why would you get the iPhone 4S?
He can't. He might be able to figure it out anyway. He's really bad with technology.
I'm awful with technology.
Is it going to be a big difference between the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 5?
No.
Yes, there is.
There's no fucking difference.
I'll tell you what it's going to be. How do you know? You have an iPhone 3.
Does she?
I know. I have the first
one. Yeah, she has a round iPhone.
Yeah, I got the first one.
Came out in Australia.
Yeah, I just got it.
It's originally just a box with holes punched in.
It's not even made out of aluminum. It's made out of wood.
A box with holes punched in it.
Whoa.
It's the iPhone 4. Is that a new thing you're doing?
The snort?
Yeah, what is that? How come I've never heard this before?
You are attacking me today very badly.
That's because you fucking...
Stop it.
That's because...
What's going on?
Because I'm sick.
Hey.
I'm you hate me again, I'm going to slap you.
I haven't slapped
a girl since I was 13.
I was standing outside and she comes up to me and she's like, are you waiting for somebody? And I was like, yes, it's fucking happened. I'm getting hit on. And not that you had sent her.
Because I thought he was at the door. So I was buzzing the door. He wasn't coming in. He was standing like way over
I'm
the
sorry,
street.
I'm sorry, dude. We can have her blow you if you want, Lazo.
That's a part of the podcast.
We can have a hand job from Lewis.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into.
If you could do it with the fruit boots on, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Bro, we just met.
Hey, easy hammer fisting.
Yeah, sorry.
At least take me out for dinner first, is what he's saying. Lewis will be better at it than I am.
I'm not coming down on you today, but first of all, you were late, and I know the train. I can't control the train.
The train needs to be here.
In her fucking fast forward voice.
Exactly.
The train.
You have.
Stop the pigs out. Jesus Christ, Dan.
What would the old Indian say about Kelly?
For the former fret. Oh, fuck.
Oh, you flat tired.
Flat tired. For the squaw that used to carry the weight of a buffalo and had the evil spirit leave her hindquarters. For now she is skinny and like a new sunrise meeting the face of an eagle.
Old man, macho man say.
Yeah, Kelly used to be big, now she's small, yeah, but she can't go to that top rope, yeah. A lot of flabby arms, yeah, she'll fly right over you. Dig it.
Give me back the present. Well, give
impressive.
It back to me.
What would Andre the Giant say about her fucking black dude?
I want another Coke. So tired. I like this. This does make me feel like Andre.
Ah, shit. Listen, I'm not coming down here, Kelly. It's just that you fucked up a couple times. The drink thing, the other thing, and there's two other things that I forgot.
I was supposed to have a coffee waiting for me.
Oh, man.
You really?
No.
Were you supposed to have a coffee?
I was.
Really?
I was.
Kelly, is that true?
I'll show you the text.
Is that true? Kelly, is that true?
I can't handle it.
Is it true? Is it true?
By the way,
can I say something?
No.
As we walked up the stairs, she goes, she's like, "All right, I don't have your coffee, but don't tell Bobby because he's giving me so much shit already."
Really?
Walked up the stairs. Oh,
and you threw her right under the bus.
I threw her under the bus.
Right under the bus. The fear in my voice. Where I'm like, he's already been yelling at me. And I don't know why. I haven't done anything wrong.
Wow. She's really. I mean, she's really just fucking. That's it. She's done. She's done.
All right. See you later.
Do you actually pay her?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Sometimes.
What do you do when you're not getting yelled at by Bobby?
Eating. Getting dicked.
Getting dicked.
Fucking black dudes and eating.
Oh, God. What? Shut up. What?
Open mics?
All right. Is this what we're going to do? Is this what
yes, that's all we're
going to
do.
This is
yes.
the greatest birthday
one.
Ever.
Dan, you go.
Shut up. I'm surprised he even made it here. I thought he was going to get hit by a car. The way you were yesterday. It was just pretty fucking bad.
I like Kelly. Shit. When she gets really mad, she just gets serious. Yeah. Oh, fucking you. I hope you get hit by a car.
Ah, oh, you fucking, you're an alcoholic. Yeah, you're stupid. Oh, Jesus.
I hope he doesn't get hit by a car.
Yeah, Jesus. Remember the voices he was doing? That means he's kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. Fuck you.
Dan pissed himself yesterday.
No,
I didn't.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He went into do a wee in one of those portable...
Oh, ugh. Porta potty, a piss. I was Lewis was pissing in a porta potty, and I
why,
was.
Why is there a porta?
He was doing a wee.
Well, he was doing a wee.
You had this Central fantastic Park. Party. That we have inside plumbing.
Yeah, were you in fucking?
It was a huge party, dude. Yeah. We had a porta potty.
And he didn't invite
thing.
You.
Where was it?
It was the concert in Central Park.
It was a free concert in Central Park.
Last night.
No, yesterday during the day.
Yesterday during the day, you guys all went to a free concert.
Louis Katz and I went, and these guys showed up.
Oh, how did they show up?
You invited me 3 days before. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Lewis's girlfriend likes the Alabama Shakes, so I told her about it.
Oh.
And I was there with Gay Joe and his boyfriend.
Oh, but how did
Nick.
You know that he was there, though?
Because he told me that he was
there. Oh.
He didn't invite me. No. He didn't invite me.
I
just
knew
said,
you were coming back from off the road.
And Vic
and
was
you're
there
probably
going
to be tired.
Oh, really? You assume that I'm just going to be tired? So you're looking out for me.
I know how you get when you travel.
You were looking out for me.
I know how you get when you travel.
Oh, all right. I get it now.
You're flying JetBlue.
All the way from Rochester.
Yeah, the hour flight. Lag. Yeah,
but you know, you got to get used to reacclimated.
Yeah, it's like I'm coming back from fucking Guam. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. And, you know, and I know you'd been out of the country for a while.
Yeah. Okay. This is just if you.
He didn't invite me.
You.
I didn't get an invitation.
Doesn't matter. You, and fucking you, Dan. Very disappointed. Patrick Laszlo, I fucking like you guys. Thanks for being.
I'll quit my day job.
Thank you for being a friend, Patrick.
Whatever you need, Bob.
Thank you, bro.
For the past
I appreciate
10 years
it.
Now.
Yeah, 10 years. And Laszlo, thank you for being you. You're one of the nicest people
thank
I know.
Thank you for being a
you,
friend.
You and you.
Down the road and back
fuck
again.
You.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Fucked it up.
Boom, boom, boom.
If they threw a party and invite. I hate everyone you knew.
You would see
the biggest gift would be for me.
And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
All right, Kelly, too much.
Too much.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I love you. Thank you for the gift.
It's okay, dude. It's okay. I'll just have to.
I was very drunk.
Yeah.
And I probably would have annoyed you with how drunk I was.
I like when you get drunk.
Oh, you tried to fist fight everybody walking down the street.
No, I didn't.
You have no idea what a mess you were yesterday, dude.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you know, I've heard a couple stories that you were pretty fucked up last night.
Yeah, I was.
That's good, Dan. I'm glad therapy's working out. Anyways, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to take
I didn't
a break.
Black out.
Damn.
You didn't black out. What'd you do last night?
I don't remember.
All right, goodbye. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to be right back with Laszlo, Patrick from Cringe Humor, Kelly Festuca. This might be fucking last day. This might be it because maybe we'll see if Lewis gets his coffee. What's your name again?
Dave.
We're going to...
Not going to look at you.
I'm kidding, Dave.
I'm your neighbor.
We're going to... and Monster Voice, who used to be a friend of mine, we'll be right back. Hey, what's up, Danny?
Hi, Bobby.
We got new advertisers for the You
Get
Know
it,
What Dude.
Girl.
Yeah, we got them, man. Let's go to the first one, Amazon.com, bro.
Really easy. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. You're going to see a little Amazon button there. Just click on that Amazon button before you shop, and that way, boom. You're helping out the family.
Here's the deal. All the stuff we talk about on Tech Talk, you can get off on Amazon.
You can get anything on Amazon.
Anything you want. If you're going to buy it, buy it on Amazon. But do us a favor. You want to support the You Know What Dude podcast? Go to our website. Go to our website, riotcast.com, Robert Kelly, and hit the Amazon button on my page, on the You Know What Dude page on Riotcast, and buy from there. We're going to make some cash. It charges you nothing. It costs you nothing. It's just a way for you to support the You Know What Dude podcast and get what you want off Amazon.
You
want to
get a DVD? Maybe buy a book you can't find?
You want to get an iPhone case? Maybe we talked about on Tech Talk, or maybe some headphones?
Or go right, yeah, boom. Go to right, riotcase.com. / Robert Kelly. Fucking hit the Amazon button. We're fucking dancing.
So, again, thanks for supporting the show by going to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and click the Amazon button before you shop. Next time you're buying something on the intranet, go to that page and buy it from there.
I'm even going to do it.
I'm going to do it, too. From now on,
I'm going to do it.
I'm supporting the show by going to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and hitting that Amazon button right there.
And, dude, this fucking next one.
Oh.
You know, we always talk, you know, obviously, we talk about video games a lot.
We
this
do.
This is fucking awesome. Gamefly.com.
Yeah.
Is a new sponsor of the You Know What Dude podcast.
I love it.
Let me say that right. Sponsor of the You Know What Dude podcast. See?
That's better.
Yeah.
You did better.
It's coming along.
Well, you should.
Gamefly.com. You
invite me to your birthday.
Well, hey, come on.
What are you going to do?
Only Riotcast listeners are going to get free 15-day two-disc offer, a $22.95 value for free.
That's crazy.
If you like it, you keep it. If not, cancel it. And it's free. 15-day two-disc trial. Go to gamefly.com/YKWD.
That's right. You want to hook us up again. We're trying to get stuff that you can support the show and also get your stuff. Get stuff for you. Gamefly.com. It's just like Netflix. You get your games, they ship them to you. And for right now, if you go to gamefly.com YKWD, you get a special offer. You get 15 days two disc offer for $22.95. The $22.95 value. That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome. Gamefly.com. If you're a gamer, it's a great... You don't have to go buy the game and spend $80. Now, some of these games are fucking nuts. You can go try it out. Make sure you like it before you buy it. And so I think you can buy it off of Gamefly, too.
I think so.
Yeah, so go to Gamefly.com. You can support the show and play your video games and be a fucking a nerd in front of the TV while you're playing some Max Payne 3, Ghost Recon, or Special Ops. Every game in the world is out there on Gamefly. You have it shipped right to your house. Play it, return it, get a new game. And right now, if you go to gamefly.com/YKWD, that's where you're going to get this special offer, and you'll be supporting the show. So make sure you do that. Support our sponsors because they support us.
Do it.
Do it.
I love you guys.
Gamefly.com.
Gamefly.
That's when you know you're fucking just, you really have fucking nothing to do.
Yeah.
Just a mediocre middle life when you can just play a full video game.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't have the time to fucking play.
No,
you're lucky.
I don't have a fucking time to play. I want to play that game
busy with
so
Rochester.
Bad. Dude, I got a lot of shit going on. I'm fucking, I mean a ton of shit going on. I don't just do a show and go the fuck home and go to parties and
what
drink.
Are you talking?
And
I looked at your calendar to try to find out because we were going to have a Max Payne party on the roof.
Yeah.
Right? Multiplayer kind of thing where you can shoot Bobby in the face.
Yeah.
And I looked at your calendar. There's chasms of time. I don't understand the fuck.
Yeah, but I don't just do stand-up. There's chasm of times for a reason. Because I have other shit I have to do.
Jack
other
off stuff. In a KFC bathroom.
What do you think? I just do stand-up? Is that what you think I do?
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you. But I'm actually telling you I don't.
Okay.
I do other shit. I have other shit going on.
I think it's impressive to finish a video game.
Did I turn your mic off?
I didn't even know.
Now you hate yourself.
We started. It's self-loathing.
I didn't even fucking turn your mic down. I used to play video games all the time. I used to finish. I mean, I remember Matrice would finish a game in like 2 days. Laura Croft, that type of shit. Tomb Raider. We'd go from front to back in 2 days. We used to do Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
All that shit. I can't finish. I don't even play Call of Duty anymore. I mean, I was the guy that if I would look at you and if you haven't been on and if it said days next to your, I would delete you because you're not. I don't want you near me. Because if you haven't played video games in days, go fuck yourself. I would just delete you off my friends list. Now I look and it's been fucking, I can't get it. And plus you have a fucking wife and it's like, it's nice out. Let's go for a walk. It's like, ugh, all right. Like, you know, to play my video
none
game.
Of those things hold me back, Bobby.
I remember those days. It was fucking brilliant. Enjoy them. In fucking
none of those things?
Enjoy them.
Love or talent?
Yeah, love or talent. I don't have either or.
I used to like playing them. I used to be able to play on a computer screen, but with a fucking keyboard.
Like the counter, like
yeah,
counter strike?
Yeah, like fucking W, S, A, D, shift key, the fucking arrows. I got so good at that, too. I remember when I first started playing to use the controller, but then I started playing the video games. What was it?
Doom.
Soldier of Fortune. And Doom. Fucking
awesome.
Doom. No, but what was the
Spirit
other one?
Spirit of Destiny.
Quake.
Quake was the fucking
Quake was
shit.
The shit.
Remember Mini Quake? They used to make their own maps. These fucking lunatics would make maps, and it was a small, like you were a little tiny dude in a kitchen, and you could run inside the microwave and go into a toaster and hide behind a cup.
I missed that level.
They did their own fucking maps. These fucking lunatics would make their own maps.
Yeah.
You had to find them and then download them to your computer.
Yeah.
And then you could be literally you'd be up on a fucking countertop next to a coffee mug, and you'd see the dude running on the floor like a little ant, like, and then he'd go over by a broom and he'd hide behind the broom, and you'd wait for him to stick his head out behind one of the broom little fucking stick, and bang, and then the microwave, if he was in it, you could hit on and it would fry him.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was
nice.
A lot of crazy shit. Quake was the shit. I miss Quake.
So you're saying because you're married, you don't play.
No, I just have other shit I have
Doesn't
to do,
she go
man.
To sleep?
No, I just have shit I have to do, man. I can't. I go to sleep now. I went to bed at like 1 o'clock last night because I had to wake up at 7 to go to the fucking gym. Then I had to go to my acting teacher, and he's actually coming here. And then I got to do this podcast. And then I have
you said acting teacher.
What is acting teacher?
Anyway.
No, but what? I don't understand it. I want to know. I want to laugh too, Laszlo. You can't just psycho laugh by yourself, you fucking elitist cunt. You can't just. Fuck you, dude. Don't just psycho laugh when it bombs. Just like, oh, anyways. No, just, what the fuck was it?
And you can't play video games because you have to go to an acting class.
Yeah. I have an acting class. That's called fucking acting. I got
so you're trying to get into. Like TV
acting?
And movies?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we fucking do, Laszlo. What do you think
money?
We do? Do you think we just fucking do comedy?
Yes.
And rock and roll? It's not the 80s, you fucking dick shit.
Oh, so you gotta try to get into a fucking shitty TV show?
Yeah.
Fuck all that Hollywood shit.
No.
Man.
Yeah. Fuck getting Medicaid and insurance. None of us have a fucking day job, you fucking asshole. You got fucking Medicaid insurance. I have SAG.
Medicaid? What am I? 85?
Medicaid. See, I don't have it, so I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's been so long.
I have SAG insurance that if I don't make a certain amount in television or film, I have to pay out of my asshole. If I make a certain amount every year, I have my dental and medical. Yeah, yeah, and it's fucking important when you're 40, dude. If you don't have medical and dental, that's some sad shit.
So you're saying that you are gonna become famous so that you can have health. Care.
No, I have to fucking get acting gigs like it's a job to me. I have to get on television to actually get to make a certain amount of money to pay my fucking bills and to take care of my family. Yes. So, I mean, I do comedy and fucking acting. I mean, you're making it sound like that's the most ridiculous thing. Every fucking guy you know, Norton, fucking Voss, me, that's all we're trying to do is get on fucking TV or get something more than just comedy.
You're out of your
fucking mind. If you think being on television or getting a TV show is somehow a fucking cop out,
it's a cop out. It's
that's
just
what you said. You said
you
it was
with an acting team. I don't know.
Well, you have to go to act. What do you just? You just know how to act? Is that
sure.
what you think? No, that's what are you? What are you, a fucking hippie?
You seem all right on fucking Lucky Louie.
Yeah, but because I went to acting class and I know what I'm doing because of somebody helped me. That's why I know what I'm doing. You don't just go. Do you know how many people you see? You know what comics have? You know what the problem with comedians are? And you'll ask any casting director, comics can't fucking act. That's the rumor. That's the thing that goes around about all comics is that comics suck at acting. That's why comics don't get a lot of shots. At roles that are out there because we have a reputation that precedes us that we suck. And you know what? A lot of us do because they don't go to acting classes. They don't learn the fucking skill of acting. It's not comedy and acting, two different fucking things. Comedy acting, I did theater. You know how hard it was to actually be funny with somebody else's writing when it's not your shit?
But just the idea of you what kind of theater? Shakespeare?
No.
You know what?
No, I don't do, I'm not doing Shakespeare. You don't have to. When you do acting classes, you don't have to do Shakespeare. What do you think? I have to go in and tis the. No, you fucking
that
idiot.
That would be funny if you did, though.
No. To be or not to be.
I obviously touched a fucking nerve. No, you've been railing on me for 10 minutes.
No, because you.
I laughed when you said you would.
No, because of the way you said it, and then you fucking blew it off. Fuck you. Just because you're you, you're not going to get away with shit. If I'm going to yell at this fucking homo. Sorry. Whoa. No, acting school, you have to go to acting class.
That's
and then you, but you said acting is bullshit. That's what you said. Being on TV show is stupid.
Hollywood and that whole fucking
You can't even be a comic anymore without doing something beyond just stand up. I don't know.
I mean,
am I living?
I mean, you want to be on TV, right?
Oh yeah.
You want to be on TV.
I make most of my fortune selling delicious hard candy.
No, but you want to be on TV.
Yeah, fuck you.
You want to be on a TV show, right?
I did acting class recently. It fucking sucked.
Yeah, it fucking it's not as easy as you think.
Uncomfortable, dude.
Here's the thing. I deal with actors all fucking day long and a lot of them are psychopaths.
That's where you're coming from.
Yeah,
that's where you're coming from.
As a director, because that's mostly what I do. Is I do, I write scripts and I direct talent.
Right. We think what you do stinks.
we need you to cast us.
You're the fucking dickhead and holds us all back.
If you are one job away from paying your Medicaid or whatever the fucking SAG, then you call me and I'll find some.
Patrice, let me tell you something right now. I'll fucking set you straight on this. Patrice let his fucking Medicaid lapse. Okay. He had SAG and he didn't fucking pay it. Okay. And that affected his family. That affects people. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you something. When shit happens, when you get to a certain age, to have Medicaid, when I hurt my knee, if I didn't have nobody paid for that. Nobody. Torgasm, HBO. Nobody gave me a dime. No, not a fucking dime for that. I tore my ACL, had to get 2 surgeries. I had insurance. I had medical insurance through SAG. That's the only thing that saved my life. I would have fucking been fucked financially if I didn't have medical insurance. Honest to God. So that shit's, to me, very important. If you can get it through SAG by booking some gigs, fuck yeah, you should do that. For the last 6 years, I've had it because I've been fortunate enough to be okay talent-wise acting to book a gig. Do you know the odds of booking a gig off an audition are fucking astronomical? You understand that. And now, especially with fucking, back in the day, movie stars were movie stars and TV stars were TV stars. That's gone. After the strike and there's no more work out there, there's nothing out there for people. Notice that these big stars are all on TV now, making the fucking coin, getting set for life. All the jobs that were for us, the TV shows that were for new actors to showcase new talent, the movie stars are fucking going up against you now. So those jobs are fucking gone. So to book a gig on TV is fucking nuts, first place. And then to be a comic, once you have comic next to your name, you're fucked there too. They don't want to hire comedians. They want to hire a dude who went to Juilliard or Yale, who has some fucking theater behind him and has a fucking resume of, oh my God, acting. They're not going to hire me when they see Shuckle Huts and fucking, you know, the Stress Factory and then fucking, you know, that just goes against you. So fuck yeah. I think that acting is, but you're coming from it because you deal with actors.
Right.
Which are, the worst people. Agent, actors and agents are the worst people on the planet.
Wait, Asians or agents?
Asians. No.
Asians.
Oh, Lewis.
Actors are fucking you know who's the worst actors is background actors.
Background Asian actors.
Because here's the thing. Those people really, really, they make a living off of $100 a day or just being in the background and never, ever, ever saying a fucking word, never, ever fucking having that opportunity.
Just miming a good meal in the background.
Peas and carrots.
There's a point that happens in their head that they say, fuck it, I'm doing this and I'm going to do it great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the best. And they know every SAG rule. They know every meal that if you fucking go over it, you get more money. If they make you do this, you get more money. If you do, like when I was on that CBS show, I was a paid actor. I got, I forget what they call it, weekly rate, okay? Which is good money, okay? And then there's these background people, if they
they're
say
a different rate,
if they
much
say
cheaper.
Anything, yeah, it's $100 a day. If they say anything, 5 words or more, they get what I get. So they're always trying to fucking say something or get the director to go, yeah, say that. Because once they do that, they get fucking paid.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had this line. I kept saying this shit, and this girl kept trying to talk over me because the director said, just bust this guy's ball. And she kept saying stuff after me, hoping that and then finally, one of the producers walked up and whispered to somebody, tell her to shut the fuck up. Because yeah. Because they don't, they're not going to pay her fucking money. They were like, no, you don't talk.
That's how Bobby met Kelly.
You're a no talker. So, yeah, those fucking people are nuts. I almost got attacked by 30. Background actors.
What, in an alley?
It was.
There he is. Get him.
They had a transport going back from Harlem at around 1 a.m. to Penn Station to go back. So I was getting on this to get the fuck back to where I had to go, right, to go home. And I forgot my belt, so I ran. This is when we were shooting the pilot. I had to find my belt, and the prop lady fucking wasn't around. So it took around 20 minutes, and the bus was waiting for me. But I was a player. I was like a player act, so it had to wait for me. It couldn't just fucking take off.
Yeah.
And I come out, and there's a bald dude, a black dude, and a bunch of women waiting. And they walked up, and they go, are you the actor? And I went, what do you mean? And like, we're waiting for you, okay? This is a penalty of this, and this is that, and you shouldn't, you know, you should have more respect. And I go, dude, go fuck yourself. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. I had to get my belt. What do you want me to leave? I don't give a fuck. Leave. I'll take a cab.
It's a lynch mob.
And they were just fucking started throwing all these rules at me and all this stuff I broke, union shit. And I had to get on the bus and everybody's just whispering about what a fucking cunt I was.
I heard about that. They told me about
for
that.
For keeping.
they were all at Dan's birthday party yesterday.
I invited over the entire cast.
Extras at your party.
Like, do you remember? I'm so glad you didn't call Bobby. One time he left his belt. He broke 18 seconds.
Do you guys not want me there because I don't drink?
No,
is
not
that
at
it?
All.
Yeah, I thought of that.
No.
Is it because I don't drink and you think I'll be a bummer?
No, my girlfriend's not drinking.
She's not drinking.
She's hot though. She's smoking hot.
Nikki Glaser is there. She doesn't drink.
Yep. Really? She was there?
Yep.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She went to the concert with Dan.
She went to the concert.
I know. What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't like me, Dan.
I love you.
We're friends on the show.
No, we're friends.
You're work associates.
I just booked you on a couple of my gigs. They called me up. You want Dan on? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to rethink that.
Okay.
Do we have to rethink that?
No, we don't.
I am always available. I'll let you know right now, Bob.
Stay away from my man.
He's cheaper.
Stay away from my man. No, I just did. I literally was like, I told Lewis that I was going, and I went and just had some drinks. I was just going to go be drunk, so I didn't think of like inviting a bunch of people to go.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Alan told me to say. Okay. All right, it hurts.
Okay. And I'm sorry.
You hurt my feelings.
And you know what? And I apologize.
No, it hurts. And I'm not going to accept your apology right now.
Okay.
Because that hurts too. So I'm going to let you just sit with the hurt that I'm giving you right now. It hurt that you didn't invite me to the concert that's right near my house.
Are you guys going to be talking about each other in therapy now?
I'm bringing this up tomorrow morning.
You have them in the morning? Yeah, or we go to the first. Same therapist. Do you want to throw that down the fucking river too? Fucking faggots.
You go to a therapist, you right. fucking
so
homo.
You take acting right. class and therapy? You suck dick.
Well, you're like, I can't imagine having time to play video games because I'm too busy in therapy and acting classes.
Laszlo's just burning money.
Writing a book too. I'm finishing a
Are
book.
You?
Don't worry. Yeah.
Can I write the intro?
You want to read it? Do you want to give a blurb?
Sure, I'll blurb.
Yeah. You don't have to read in order to write a book now?
Yeah, dude, honest to God, you say that. The worst part about writing a book is having to fucking read. When you're writing it, it sucks. It's really hard. But once you get into a groove, all of a sudden you're just looking at the word count. You know, like I got to get to 20,000 words and just keep going and going. And then people read it and they're like, oh, it's really good. You're like, great. I'm psyched. Then they do the edit. But then you actually have to read the shit. And it's like months later and you're done. So I had to read it like twice, and it was fucking just this. Fuck you. So it's the worst. It's the worst. Having to write a book, you have to read it. Fucking blows. Worst part about the book. Worst part.
Well, you don't edit?
We have an editor. We're with Simon and Schuster. Fucking, they're incredible. But you have to. They make you. You know, I thought that you wrote it and you just gave it to a dude who was way smarter than you, and he just made it a book. And they kind of don't do that. They're kind of like...
Right.
I think they would do that with famous, like somebody...
Yeah, like the Keith Richards book.
Yeah, they'd do that with him. But, you know, me, Joe DeRosa, and Billy Burr, it's like, yeah, take this back and say yes or no to all this shit. You know, it's like, fuck. It was, you know...
I'm excited to read the book, though.
Yeah, it's... Colin read it. He says it's godless. That's what he said. It's just godless. It's funny, but it's like, that's not what we were going for. I mean, we were kind of going for, is it funny? Yeah, it's funny, but yeah.
Does it have a happy ending?
No. It's a book about, it's called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity. It's a how to cheat and get away with it. And it's from our movie, our short movie that we made that was in Tribeca, Cheat. And it's pretty raw.
And have you cheated on your wife?
No, not my wife, but I've cheated on my girls. I've cheated on every girl ever. I mean, that was my thing. I wouldn't, if I had a girlfriend, fuck it. I'd cheat. It didn't matter. So.
And you got caught?
I got caught. I got caught a few times. Yeah, I got caught. But I didn't get caught more than I got caught because I learned how to be
a
professional.
You said, well, I'm a professional at this. Maybe I should write a book.
We just, I don't know if we're professionals, but we just learned how, especially in this business, you just fuck so much. You meet so much pussy doing comedy over the years that...
And it's crazy pussy, too. Is any girl that's in the front row saying, I want to fuck the neurotic guy up there has got to be out of her fucking mind, right?
She's not normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I get some pretty awesome normal hot chicks, but...
You have a girlfriend.
Oh, never mind.
What is it about comedians get a lot, that you get a lot of tail when...
I don't get it anymore.
It's a fucking psychological thing. There's like being funny. I think women associate that with like a level of intelligence where they go like, oh, this guy's fucking smart. He could fucking protect
power.
Me.
Yeah,
he
they're confident fucking, enough to get up on stage.
Yeah.
There's a lot of power though. You got one guy in the front of like what? Is a small club or big club?
He's not saying anything, but I have no mic holder for him, so he's been holding this fucking mic like Bob Barker for fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah. Put it down on the table.
Very Neil Baker for the sheep thing.
Neil Diamond.
I just looked over at him and he was just looking at me like this,
trying to be respectful.
He really does look like he's
going to
burst into song.
Eight people in this room.
Dude, I fucking got caught cheating on my ex girlfriend Caitlin. I mean, fucking hard, dude. I was fucking this like little 18-year-old Jewish chick who like worked for me at the time because I used to run street teams. And I was just fucking the hell out of this girl all the time. And
I remember
she. Oh, dude, she was hot.
She was crazy.
So fucking she saved one of our conversations, like our chat conversations. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, I can't. I hate Caitlin. Fuck her. You're way better than. Dude, she just fucking sent her everything, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Like everything. I remember what's funny is I was cheating on Caitlin with another girl at the time. I was fucking in this girl's place getting a blowjob, and I get a phone call from her. She's like, "You're fucking Mandy," and I was like, "What?" And I had to hang up on her. I just hung up. That's all I did. Oh, I lost the call. That's weird. Brutal, dude.
Yeah, and it's a whole different age now. Back in the day, you could cheat. And first of all, way back in the day, you could cheat and just tell your chick, shut your face and go cook me some dinner. Yeah, I fucking banged the neighbor. Shut up. But now,
smack her in the face.
Technology is a whole different fucking animal. I mean, I went through that. Back when I used to, it was in my prime of cheating. You didn't have cell phones. You didn't have Twitter or Facebook. You didn't have MySpace. You didn't have anything. So it was a lot easier to get away with shit. If you wanted to make a phone call, you had to go to a fucking payphone. There was no trail. Now you're fucked. It's so hard to get away with something because any little tweet and even all these little fucking IMs and the stuff you do, it's all somewhere. Someone can get
history.
I had a friend of mine who fucked with somebody, cheated with somebody on Instant Messenger, AOL Instant. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't know that his girlfriend's friend knew where those little chats were hidden inside of your computer.
Oof.
The chat logs. They keep them.
Whoa, those exist?
And, they exist. And then she found them. She goes, oh, yeah, check this out. Boom, boom, bang, boom. Oh, I want to fucking suck your dick. Oh, I want to fucking eat your pussy. And it's dated. So it's fucked.
Yeah, time stamped.
Relationship
over. That's the best Big J story is when he cheated on his fucking wife with that chick and she fucking took a fat naked picture of him and put it up on Craigslist.
It's the saddest, greatest story ever told.
Greatest story ever.
You've never cheated on your girl?
No.
You've never cheated on a girl?
No.
See, that's either, I'll tell you what he is right now. He's a fucking professional cheater. Which is rule number one, just shut your fucking mouth and you never tell anybody anything. Or he's actually like one in a million. You have your parents still together?
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, really? Where are you from?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Shit. That's a fucking shit-kicking state. And you never cheated on a girl ever?
No, dude, I got cheated on. It was the worst thing ever. It was the worst. And I said I would never fucking do that to anybody.
You got cheated on? Please tell me this.
Oh, yeah, I was engaged.
You were engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I was engaged. Wow. And got... Oh, yeah, and it was in, she was taking some college classes.
Oh, that's what they're calling it?
And she was, she was like... She's like, I've made some great new friends. This is the first.
I've made some great
new friends that I've been hanging out with on campus and stuff. Mm. And we're going to meet them at the club and all this. And we went to the fucking club. And I just saw the fucking chemistry between her and this other guy. And she's like, oh, all my new friends are going to come over to the house and we'll do some drugs and hang out. And so then I'm
first of all, you shouldn't have been marrying this girl. She's going to the club and doing drugs.
Well, I was doing drugs with her.
Yeah.
And so then I was high as fuck. And I was just watching her fucking body chemistry. And after... And these people left. She came over and started screaming at me, what's your fucking problem? Why were you so mean to him? I go, because you're fucking him. She goes, you're high. I'm like, listen, I'm fucking very lucid right now. You are fucking him.
Instincts.
Wow. And she's like, maybe we should spend some time apart if you don't trust me and all this. So then
did she admit to fucking him though when you were putting her on the table? Putting her on the table?
Nothing. So then we lived together. So then I went back and crashed with my old roommate for a couple days. And then... After 2 days, I just drove over to the house, and his fucking car is in the driveway. Yeah.
I want to. That hurts.
It's making me angry. I'm going to punch my girlfriend in her rib tonight when I get home, just for you.
I just listened to Sinead O'Connor over and over.
Did you go in the house?
Did you go in the house?
I went and knocked at the door, and she came to the door freshly fucked. I mean, she had come about 10 seconds ago.
Did you open up the door?
She was glowing.
Yeah, what happened?
This must be the Chinese food. Let me open the door. Maybe he'll want to get involved.
What was his voice? Was a big black guy?
Hey, get that pussy back here. That's my pussy. I just wrecked.
Is that ponytail, motherfucker?
Is that white boy with the ponytail?
She's like, Laszlo couldn't fuck for shit. Oh, hey. Right.
I was
what
terrible.
Are you doing
Can
here?
I tell you something? There's a time frame when a girl goes to college, when she's here with you and doing her life, and then when she goes to college, because that same exact shit happened to me. When women realize that there's a whole world out there, because there's your hometown, your mom, your little community, your theater, you know, and your guy, and that's your life. When you realize that there's a whole world out there when you go to college, it opens something up in you that almost frees you, like, wow. And you meet other people and other guys and other races and all this shit. My girl did the same thing. I had my first girlfriend ever when I got sober, Kristen Foley, Foofus, I used to call her.
That's why she cheated on you.
Right.
Don't call me Foofus, you fucking loser.
We went out. I fucking loved her. And she went to college. And I remember I was airbrushing. I was going to art school at the time. And I had an airbrush system. And
I'm laughing. So fucking mullet.
Laz, what do you have to say about that?
Wearing a tank top. Skinny
drawing
body.
A Camaro.
Yeah, he's like,
but I wasn't a good art.
Fucking sick car.
Fucking Titanic. I have to draw you.
I wasn't even good though. Like, you know what I mean?
You're making those t-shirts at the mall.
Like the letters weren't all the same. You know, when I did a name, like one letter would be small, and one, sometimes I forget and make them like all capital except for one. I'd fucking make one lowercase. I sucked at it, but I made.
That's actually why she cheated on you. You had a fucking. Right.
She joined a sorority.
Oh,
it's over.
That's over.
She's a cum dumpster, right?
That's a wrap.
She actually goes. I go, I'll make you guys t-shirts.
Oh.
And I made the sorority logo.
Oh.
And I made their
fucking faggot.
And oh, I made
notes on it.
Dude, oh my God.
They're probably laughing about it.
Like, right. Use the shirt to clean the cum off your stomach, Stacy.
I love that he's using his mic just to laugh.
She used it like a napkin in the corner of her mouth.
Just hand me that shirt. My fucking boyfriend in Boston.
What was on this shirt?
It was the sci-fi,
right.
Kappa
Network,
Kappa Gigma, fucking I fucking hate sororities. Something like that, and their little logo, their little Psi Kappa Fappa fucking Fippa. And then I made like around 20 shirts. I had an airbrush. It took me days. With the airbrush. It was fucking amazing.
There's such thing as silk screening. I don't understand why you just didn't
Bobby
do one
took the
design.
Old school approach.
Yeah, it would have been around back
so
in the
much.
Day.
Right. So
hand drew her shirt.
And it wasn't even just one color. It was like a bunch of colors. And it came out. It was. I don't even think they used them because I told you I wasn't that good. So I tried to make a stencil. It was a fucking nightmare. But I remember she was going to a hockey game to support the hockey team.
Support the hockey team.
And then I just instinctually, I was in an AA meeting and I called her up and I was like, she wouldn't answer the phone. And I'm like, there's something going on. And just as a fucking guy, I believe that we know. You can't prove it in court. If they deny it, you'd be a fucking asshole. But we instinctually know when there's something fucking just a little bit wrong with our relationship, when she's doing something fucked up. And I knew. And same thing. I just knew it. And I finally got into it. I go, you're fucking around. And she was like, you're nuts. You're crazy. And she put it all on me. And then I was like, maybe I am. And then I found a number. I went through a purse. She went to the bathroom and I took a number. Said Steve. Mm. And I go, who's Steve?
The fucking hot cock that I want. Fuck you.
He made me a nice shirt. We love his shirt.
That's fucking real shirts, Bobby.
It was. She said it was her cousin, Steve.
Ooh.
And I was like,
you didn't remember your cousin's name? You had to write his name on a piece of fucking paper?
That was a good point. Didn't even think of it back then. I just bought it because I didn't even think of that.
You're blinded by your love for her.
Yeah, you had to write Steve.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's a good point. I just took it, but then I found out that she was banging Steve. The fucking ugh. And he was so good looking and in shape. And with this, when I met her, I was fucking great. But when you fall in love with a broad, you start. I remember we would fuck all the time. We would fuck crazy fuck. I mean, one of the reasons why she liked me is because I ate her asshole on the first date.
Yeah. Asshole Bobby. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Bobby.
Oh, the 90s were good to you, my friend.
And,
that's before it was on the internet.
Skip the kissing.
It was in a Toyota. It was in a hatchback. Remember hatchbacks? Remember hatchbacks?
You ate ass in a hatchback.
Yeah. And then
just bending and bending over the passenger seat.
Oh, it was great. I fucking picked her and licked her. You know, she was in the front seat, and I picked her legs up, and just a little piece of her asshole was showing. And I licked it. Oh, she went nuts because no one ever fucking touched her asshole.
And who did?
I got
Steve.
Steve.
Steve. She touched it. He fucked it.
Oh, did Steve touch her asshole?
The first time I ate a chick's asshole, she had her own apartment. She was a
Is that how your tooth died?
Yeah, that's how it died. It rubbed
Bobby's
off on
her.
Bobby's on fire.
So I go to her bathroom to wash my mouth afterwards, and I lift the toilet, and she had all these logs left.
Right after.
It was just fucking. It was super logged.
She had fucking pods
she
waiting
had
to
Taco
shoot.
Bell shits before I ate her asshole.
You should definitely check the bathroom before eating a girl's
ass.
How
can you
see
the shits?
I didn't know any different.
Pan?
I didn't know if it was like a different taste. It's my first time eating ass.
How can you ever see shits? Because you have to wipe your ass after you shit. So isn't the toilet paper covering?
Up. It must have been backed up or something.
Because toilet paper covering.
I just saw logs.
So she wasn't wiping.
No, this girl didn't wipe her ass.
She wasn't wiping her ass. Was she?
She baby wipes.
Granted, she probably had a clean break because she probably had a nice clean ass.
You know what's so weird is that your mentality was to go the other way and go, I'm never doing that to somebody. And my mentality was, I'm doing it to every bitch
I
meet. I mean, I verbally said that. When I found out she was fucking Steve,
mm-hmm.
and I was
Steve.
Dude, I was in a library writing poetry. I'll try to. I have some of these poems.
Please,
you gotta read some of those.
I remember one of these poems I wrote. I think one of the lines was, here. "The clouds in my coffee." Was one of the lines, I think. Dude, I have some
fucking. What does that mean?
I don't know. I just remember. I'll get this poem, dude.
The clouds
this
in my
one
coffee?
Poem, and this is the worst time. I was in the library, I wrote this poem, and it rhymed. It was great. And I remember I gave it to, I was like, here, and you have to have somebody read it. And they read it, and they were just like, yeah, That's bad. I was expecting, like, this is amazing.
You have a talent,
Lewis knows exactly what
Bobby,
you're talking
about. Bobby, can you bring it in and get Dan to read it in your Bobby voice? Like, the clouds in my coffee.
Oh, dude, I will find this poem. But I remember I was so fucked. Dude, it affected me. It was so.
Dan, make sure he finds that poem.
I was fat because my point was, is I was in shape.
I was going to ask that.
This was third fat. I think this was third fat Bobby. I got fat when I got sober. I was fat when I was a kid. And this was third fat.
This was fat goth Bobby. You're like one long piece of black hair, like you're in the fucking flock of seagulls.
I remember because we were at the point in the relationship where we were under a tree on a hot day eating tuna melts.
Oh my
and
God.
Sharing a
Who
small
are
pizza.
You?
That's the worst thing. Yeah.
So we went from
the heat.
I went from eating her ass in a hatchback to just fucking
food
animals
poisoning.
Eating in the sun and taking naps. So it was, and she met Steve, and Steve probably fucking, you know, was me a year and a half ago eating her fucking asshole.
She probably cheated on Steve.
I guarantee she cheated on her guy. She was engaged when I met her.
Wait, do you still know, are you like on Facebook with her or no?
No, I don't talk to her anymore.
Dude, we got to find her and we got to get Steve to call into the show.
Right.
And talk about what it was like to fuck your girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, what a
I'd
fucking
love to see what she looks
sucker.
Like.
That's a good show. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, she, I mean, we actually, this
Steve
is what happened.
Out, Steve turned out to be the coolest guy ever.
Awesome. Here's what happened. You ready?
About you?
We fucking went full circle. 2 years later, I started comedy, right? And acting. Sorry, fucking Laszlo. I started.
You traded in the fucking paintbrush for the microphone.
I did. I really did. I was a shitty artist. I started doing comedy, and then I got shredded. I mean, the best shape I've ever been in. I remember a dude at a gym went, how did you get your stomach like that?
Yeah.
That's how, like, I mean.
And then he sucked your cock.
I wish.
In the back.
That's when I should have done all
how'd
my
you get your stomach
like
that, covered in my jizz. How'd you get that?
So I got really cut and in shape after, like a year or two after. And then I was in comedy. And then she went to one of my shows. And I was fucking killing it, and I was shredded, and she got fatter.
Yeah,
her, I guess, and I think Steve dumped her, and then she was, but we became friends at that point. And I was just like, fuck. She wanted to hook up. I was like, God, go fuck yourself. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. Foofus
isn't having those lips on her butthole anymore.
I bet you she's a fatty right now. I remember she had no chin. Yeah. I don't know.
Like goofy face. You like the goofy face, hot body.
Well, I kind of like, it was like Norton chin. You know what I mean? it's just not there.
Lip, neck.
Yeah,
just
lip
to neck right there.
Yeah, it's like a fucking earthworm. I remember that. But she had beautiful hair and awesome tits. But that thing affected me for the rest of my life until I got caught again. And then I was like, you know what? I can't be this guy anymore. I just don't have it in me. It's too, you know, how taxing it is to cheat on broads.
It's just much easier to jerk off.
Yeah,
it is much easier.
It's so much easier.
When in doubt, rub one out. That's my motto.
Yeah.
I wish I had acid. I'd throw it at you right now. When in doubt, run one out. We got it from him.
All right, yeah.
You'd have to rhyme it, asshole.
That's my
You don't cheat on your girl?
No, I met her when I had nothing. Not that I have much now, but I had no money at all.
Yeah, Patrick's girl's way hotter than him. There's no way
she's
cheating.
She's way out
her.
Of my league, and she's like the perfect woman for me. She indulges me in everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Indulges you?
Eats my ass.
What do you mean? Does she
cheat your ass?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
She indulges.
What does indulges you?
Showers.
Whatever I want sexually, it's just amazing. So I met her before, you know, I was a fucking garbage.
What'd you
man.
Say? She says, oh, I'll indulge you.
No,
you
know,
bring it up.
That's a gross
whatever,
man, and she abides.
Right. Whatever dirty,
hey, can
fucked
I,
up depraved
can
thing.
I,
shows,
can I
okay,
shit
I'll
on your
that.
Chest? Oh, I'll indulge you.
Yeah, she'll
I'll
do it for me.
You.
I have no complaints at all.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know if I like the word indulge.
Yeah.
She indulges me.
I don't know if I like you using it.
I
think if Dan, Laszlo, or
Dave. She treats me.
What's your name?
I'm Dave.
Dave. Dave, we're going to have you back on Just You.
Thank you. I'm excited for that.
David actually has a brand new comedy club opening, so it's weird because we're at the Comedy Cellar. That's where we're loyal to this club. This club, the owner, actually gave us a studio, and they're opening up a comedy club, and I invited him on because I've been friends with them for a year through Cringe Humor.
Right.
They've always supported my comedy, and I wanted you on because you support the show. You love the show.
It's the only, I shouldn't be saying, it's the only podcast I listen to. I got clients who don't, I don't even fucking listen to.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you might know what, I'm not editing that, so go fuck yourself.
Fine.
I don't edit.
I'll call them.
I don't edit anything, so go fuck yourself. But, And he came in today, and the owners were downstairs. Noam and Ava were downstairs. And the first thing this fucking mushmouth says,
asshole.
He just goes, we're opening up a club up the street.
Immediately. Nice.
Right. Yeah, so what do you guys? I thought he knew. I was like, yeah, what are you guys up to? Like a wink, wink. And I was like, oh,
it has been out there a little.
What are you up to? Means
and
why
now you're
you
in his house? Like yeah. you're yeah. you're yeah. opening yeah. something I've, up to yeah, shit on him.
I feel safe right now.
Yeah, this is his fucking.
Really no
house.
Reason for it to be any animosity or for it to be weird.
We're not directly down the block.
It's a typical club owner saying.
Different neighborhood. He gave us his blessing, if that matters. Of course.
Yeah, no, that's good. What's the name of the club?
It's going to be called The Stand, New York City, NYC.
When is it opening?
We're looking at end of July. Uh-oh, is that Noam texting you?
Oh, that's shut him actually up? Bert Kreischer. He has a TV show too, Laz. I know he's a fucking cocksucking sellout, but he's doing it. He's in town. He's doing a show tomorrow night at the fucking wherever at another club that I won't mention because I'm not an asshole like you fucking two. Yeah, we got a club up the street. It's brand new. It's called The Stand.
We're gonna put you out of business. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Things differently.
We're gonna take people from your standby line.
I mean, this is a comedy cellar.
Is it raining outside? Sure we're opening a comedy club.
Hey, Patrick. Good pretty to see you. There's a club up the street we're opening.
20th Patrick, have you lost weight?
How are you? We're opening a comedy club. That was exactly how it went.
That's the same thing when you talk to Lewis. Lewis, you look good. I'm gay. I suck dick.
Can I see your dick?
Your Lewis voice is my favorite. I can't do it. I can't do it, Lewis.
It's really Big J's Lewis.
Yeah, he's doing an impression of an impression. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Noam did wish us luck, and I don't think it will be.
Look at him. He's still on it.
Yeah.
You know when you're guilty when you won't fucking let it go.
I mean, but you know.
I mean, we are entering into their business, and they are the kings of the.
Yeah, you're gonna take their
city.
Comics.
There's no question of
you're
that.
Taking their comics.
We're gonna coexist. I mean, we're not gonna take anybody. It's all on.
Do you want me to work there?
If you're comfortable working there, we would love to.
Do you want
there.
Dan to work there?
I would love to have Dan on heavy rotation there. Yes.
Wait, I don't like that.
Every rotation?
Let's just walk back a little bit. Do you want me to work there? If you're comfortable, that's fine.
No,
if not, we're okay. Do I want Dan there?
You.
We want Dan on a heavy rotation.
To have Dan there.
No. We'd like Dan on a heavy rotation every single night.
It would be an honor. It would be an honor.
I mean, I think there's room in this city.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
I like that you're betting the new club on the brand new talent, the up and comer.
There's not enough places in this city to get enough work for all the comedians out there that deserve it. That's all I see.
Listen, well, good luck with your club.
That's Mikey D. The logo, right?
Yeah, it's Mike D.
That's
the logo.
Pretty cool.
Mikey D. Yeah, you want to make a fucking another dead joke?
Oh, bro, come on.
The other one who did it.
He gets it.
All right. Good luck with the club. We're not going
to
mention the club.
We'll come back.
CringeHumor.com.
Right.
And Laszlo, fucking.
RockstarGames.com.
Max fucking Payne.
Unbelievable. Max Payne 3 is the shit. If you like fucking shooter games, if you like cop games, and it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And if you're an alcoholic.
It really is a fucking movie, dude. Like, you could watch this. I mean,
it flows from cutscene to gameplay. Like, it's just seamless.
And I like the way the camera kind of comes down and then goes right into the gameplay.
We've got some new DLC coming out very soon.
What's DLC?
Downloadable content.
Nice. I just want to, in case people didn't know what the fuck that was.
Some new maps, multiplayer maps.
No, I haven't played the multiplayer yet because I wanted to play the story. And Max Payne, there's a lot to do, though. It's not just a shooter game. It's not like a Call of Duty. Call of Duty, all those games are kind of the same. You know, up, down, crouch, shoot, change guns. This, there's a lot of fucking crazy shit. And then the slow-mo in this.
Yeah, the bullet time.
Is fucking gruel. It's pretty fucking rough, man. Yeah, I mean.
What's it called, the kill shot when you're about to die? And then
Last
man standing is the fucking shit.
Why?
You just start getting peppered, but then the guy that's got the bullet that's going to kill you, your aim device goes to him, and if you shoot him before he shoots you, it's like this fucking cutscene. It's awesome.
How great is it, though, shooting the fucking rockets?
Yeah, blow up or grenades. You can blow
up
that
grenades. Was pretty fucking nuts. The guy had a rocket launcher, and I didn't know what I was doing for a sec. And I'm like, I'm fucking dead. How do you? And then I shot the rocket out of the air at the last second. It was pretty fucking nuts.
Wait till you get the grenade gun. There's a fucking level where you get a grenade fucking launcher. It's awesome.
Now here's the thing though, is that there's so much shit to do. You really have to there's fucking a lot of. You really have to know what every button does and where and when. Even to change a weapon is like, whoa.
That's pretty. It gets once you learn it though.
Can you jump in on Max Payne 3 if you haven't played?
Yeah,
the other
it
games?
Doesn't. You don't need to.
That's why I don't play any sports games. I can't go fucking play Madden.
No way. No, you
for 20 years, dude.
You'll jump into this game and in the first, I say 20 minutes, you'll be like, all right, I'm good.
That's awesome.
You'll be able to play. And this is what I love too. It has the easy, normal, and hard mode.
Yeah.
So I usually start out at the easy. get the shit, and then I'll pump it up to, you know, normal, whatever the fuck the middle one is. And then, you know, Patrice used to go to the hard mode and do the whole thing.
Yeah, it makes you awesome at it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's, you got to be really good, though, because this shit is, it's no joke. You play the easy one and you're killing dudes, and it's fun. I love that it's in Brazil, São Paulo, too, because you guys get the Brazil cocksuckers down, because that's exactly what those motherfuckers look like. And then they have the...
He's actually scanned people. We flew down there and scanned people in São Paulo.
No shit.
And all the bad guys that are running around, those are all... We flew down there and recorded dozens and dozens of people.
They lost three production guys down there. They were killed in favelas.
I tell you what, man, and the fucking accent, the that Brazilian accent that I hate in UFC press conferences, because it takes 9 years, and it's just a fucking yes. Shut the fuck up. Just speed. He says he likes UFC in America. Fuck off. But you got that down, too. Are those real words being said?
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, we had translators at every motion capture session and every VO.
And how was that? How was working with those actors?
What, down in Brazil?
Yeah.
Well, that was crazy. That when we recorded down there, it was about 5 minutes before we started, there was a one of our producers that we'd hired down there. His mom called hysterically screaming, crying that she just got a call that he'd been kidnapped. And then during the production...
I wish I could go back in time right now and erase the rest of this podcast. And I mean, what the fuck? You don't start with kidnapping? I'm an asshole. Go ahead.
And then during the production, our casting chick down there got an instant message that she, from her best friend, that he was being held hostage in his own house with his family. It was a nutty, nutty fucking time down there, dude.
What happened?
She called the police, and the police showed up. Because what happens is people come to your house, and they'll go lock you in your bathroom with your family, and then just start looting the house, right? And they say, if you come out of the bathroom, we're going to shoot you.
Right.
So he sent a message to her on Facebook. They're crazy about the fucking...
Facebook?
Social media down there. And she contacted the police, and the police went and saved him.
Why didn't he contact the police before he contacted her?
Don't know.
Police are actually corrupt down there.
Oh, the police are wicked corrupt.
Yeah, they're wicked corrupt. So you probably want to contact your relative first, see if they fucking do something before you get into the police involved.
Call the fucking embassy. Send me an American, please.
Yeah.
Send me
an animal with a machete. Really? You're the sheriff?
Those, yeah, I got pulled over by the cops down there. They're no fucking joke. And you know, like cops here, you know, you're taught to hold the trigger. Your finger off the trigger for safety. Those cops down there have it on and squeezed a little bit. It's like pointing at you while they're fucking interrogating you for like going through a stop sign. They're going to shoot you in this shit.
That shit happened to me in Jamaica. I was on a moped and they didn't give me a helmet when I rented the moped. So I'm just driving around like an asshole. And they told me the cops are corrupt. So I didn't bring any weed.
It's because of the size of your head.
So I'm driving, dude. And this fucking dude in like a blue button-down shirt and shorts and like flip-flops like waves me down. I'm like, fuck you. Let's go right past him.
That was the most descriptive thing ever. Why were you so descriptive?
Because, no, dude, I thought it was just some dude. It turns out it's a cop, and that's just what they wear. They wear a blue shirt. Dude, two cops on motorcycles who weren't wearing helmets, might I add, roll up on either side of me. I almost fucking fall off. They start going through my pockets. Like, you have any money? Do you have any drugs on you? And they let me go because I didn't have anything.
I don't think they were cops.
They were. No, they were cops, dude.
I don't think so.
They were cops. They told me.
I doubt. I'm a cop, Lewis.
We are the king of Jamaica.
Me and Laszlo are sheriffs.
Right.
And we are. I swear to God. Yeah, pull over. Fucking idiot. No. Yeah.
Want to take you downtown, man. Me police. Yeah. Okay.
We're the police, man.
I'll suck your dick. What? Please, I'll suck all your dicks. We did not ask for that, man. You body boy. No. Let me suck your dick.
I don't want you to suck my dick.
Seriously, please. Let me suck your dick. I'd actually like it.
Please.
Can I please?
Please.
All right, man. So make sure you get Max Payne 3, number 3.
It's on Gamefly, too, right?
We're not going to do that yet.
Ooh.
We're not going to do that because we want them to go buy the fucking game.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome.
So that Laszlo can pay his fucking insurance.
Yeah,
he's got to put more money in the fucking floorboards of his house.
Yeah, he's going to put more money in the floorboards and just be a fucking loaded ponytail, Long Island, good-looking guy with tats.
You can also visit his other website, actorsarefags.com.
Yeah.
I like actors.
Bobby.
Or his other website, why does Bobby do anything else? Fucking Bobby. bobbysapieceofshit.com. Why bother bobby.com. Go to make sure you get the game. Actually, support all Rockstar. I get all their games. They're fucking great. I love it. So make sure you get Max Payne 3. What other games coming out? My other favorite game in the world is Red Dead Redemption.
Fucking believable.
Is that going to happen? Number two? Are we going to get a...
No idea.
Fuck. Nothing, really?
Actually,
we've been
body.
Focusing on Max Payne 3 and GTA 5.
What? Red Dead Redemption's actually a sequel in itself.
Yeah.
First video game's Red Dead Revolver. So
yeah. Red Dead Redemption, probably my favorite game of all time.
It's fucking unbelievable. I still play it. I go bounty hunter mode.
It is one of the best games ever.
It's a shooter game?
Dude, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like GTA
in the old Western times.
But it's different than GTA.
It's the environment, man. Yeah. The environment is fucking nuts.
God, I was just calling everyone Steve. Steve, come on, fuck you all.
Don't get mad at us.
No, that's an awful callback.
Right, fuck listen. You.
Oof. All right, listen. What do you got? What do you got?
What?
What do you got?
Herpes?
No. What are you going to promote, Lou?
Go to GomezComedy.com, HammerFisting.com on the Riotcast Network. Check out the best podcast in the world besides Robert Kelly's. You know what, dude?
Me? Yeah, well, that's not what you said on your podcast last week.
Oh, I did shit on you a lot on that one.
Yeah, both of you did. Dan, you did too.
I didn't shit on you.
I know. I was just checking. I didn't really listen. I didn't even know he shit on me. I was just checking. I was like my fucking foofus. I caught her cheating by just throwing it out there.
Dan wouldn't do that.
Patrick, what do you got besides a fucking awkward looking arm?
We got cringehumor.com.
It looks broken, doesn't it?
Yeah, like what the fuck? Yeah, can we not
it
do
looks
this?
Dislocated. Why do you point your elbow at people? You talk to.
This is a picture of me from his
very
album.
Uncomfortable chair. I gotta shift my weight. I got cringehumor.com.
I really should have put you on the couch.
At cringehumor on Twitter, facebook.com/cringehumor, and thestandnyc.com.
All right. Laz, what do you got? Anything?
Nothing.
Lots of money.
Went
and
fishing.
A happy life.
Think I'm fucking. No.
That's the. We're spreading that rumor. Who's that?
Hey, Gnome.
Yeah, look who's up here, Gnome. Look, the owner of the best comedy club in the city. And the only comedy club me and Dan work.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. We've been trashing him for a fucking hour and a half. Hey, what's going on, Patrick? I'm opening up a club. I won't let him promote the club on the show, though. Know that.
What kind of business genius did I manage to show to have club up here doing a podcast in my fucking apartment?
Trust me, we talked about that.
Here's the thing, is I had him up as a friend, just as cringe humor. He brought this fucking spokesperson, and I told him, fuck you. You don't promote the stand that's opening. When is it opening? It's the new comedy club.
Which all we've said is just nice things about the Comedy Cellar. We haven't even talked about
it. Yeah, I mean,
boy, it is uncomfortable as a mother.
Guys, just stop.
Okay.
Shut up.
All
right, Kelly, what do you got real quick? Let's go through this.
Just follow me on Twitter.
Follow on Twitter. Kelly Vestuca. What do you got, Dan?
I will be in New Haven, Joker's Wild, July 16th.
Headlining again?
Yeah. It's just a Monday.
You're headlining on a Monday?
Weekend.
Who the fuck headlines on a Monday?
guys like me, buddy.
First of all, that's not a headline.
You get into acting, bro.
Fuck that. Don't be a pussy.
Oh.
Ooh. See, now you have a lasso. Fuck. All right. Make sure you check out all the other shows on Riotcast Network. It's the greatest podcast network out there. Dr. Steve, Weird Medicine, Bailey J, Voss and Bonnie, My Wife Hates Me, The Jersey Jerks, Why You Suck in Bed. I'm saving you for last, you fuck.
Jesus.
Mad Scientist Party Hour, Glory Hole, and Hammer Fisting with Louis J.
Hammer Fisting?
Louis J. Gomez. Make sure you go for us, please, if you can. We would love you to go to iTunes and review YKWD and subscribe, because that keeps us in the top 100. We've been in the top 100 for around 8 months now of all the comedy podcasts out there. You guys are keeping us up there. We'd like to actually get maybe up to the fucking top 20, but
top
20
would be nice.
It's up to you guys if you want to do that. You know, there's, you know, around 35,000 people downloading the show every week, and we only have 300 something reviews. So, you know, I'm not calling you guys lazy, but whatever.
Well, last week we were talking about the 5th of July being our day for everyone to do the review on the one day so we can make the front.
Oh, I'm glad you remembered something for this podcast. Anyways, sponsors, unofficial sponsors. We got Laugh Button Live, Go Runner, Cringe Humor, unofficial Thank sponsor you. Of the show, cringehumor.com, and Laugh Spin. All you guys support our show, and make sure you go and support those guys. We have new sponsors that we're doing today. Did you get the email?
Yep.
All right, good. We're going to do that. I guess we'll do that now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Guys, thanks for listening. You know what, dude, podcast is over.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.